Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Sun got higher. If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Would you go clouds together. Could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go? I love you so, so would you go with me?
That dude's voice gets downer, doesn't it? Would you go? I gotta know. I couldn't do that. That guy, Josh Turner, had a serious vocal problem. I don't think he had cancer, but he had something that was threatening his singing. It might have been vocal nodules or something like that, but he went back out and relearned singing, I guess. I don't know the whole fucking story, but it's apparently a pretty interesting one. But anyway, that cat gets way down there, you know. Would it be okay? I'd love to hear that guy's speaking voice. Must be, what the fuck am I watching the goddamn Huskies game? Here it is. Southern Cal and Notre Dame. Are we fucked? Are the Trojans fucked? The Trojans pop under 17-7 SC leads. Thank you! Now, Notre Dame just kicked a field goal, so it's 17-10. We're only in the second quarter, this bitch. Boy, this is going to be great doing a show tonight competing with this, huh? And just so it's clear to my, it's always been clear to my friends, I grew up in California, so, and I'm Catholic. Every fucking Catholic I know, with all due respect, who, it doesn't matter where they're from, Southern California or not, they are Notre Dame fans. And even in school, you know, when I was going to school, the priests and all those people were like Notre Dame fans. I said, well, why, man? This is Southern Cal, you know? So I always root for SC because that's my team. Notre Dame, fine, great, wonderful, whatever, man. I don't really get, you know, all that thrilled about Catholic schools. I like schools, you know, or teams. But I used to delight, though, I will say this. I used to delight in taunting the Swede because the Swede was the only guy that we knew when we were growing up. He was the only Protestant. Everybody else was a Catholic that I hung out with. And Swede was the one Protestant we had, you know. And so every year, the Notre Dame SC game, I would walk in and going, Catholics, Catholics, yay, Catholics. And he'd always like, fuck that shit, man. You know, it was fun just to piss him off. So, you know, Catholics, hey, let's go Catholics. Yeah, fuck the Catholics, you know. So look at that, man. Boy, I'll tell you, SC, man, they got these offensive coordinators that all come from China. Mm-hmm. Every last one of them is all Chinese. You know that, Billy? No, I'm kidding. But who is this guy? He looks, Asian Pacific. Same difference. So, I'm really not a racist. His name's Kennedy Polamalu. Got to tell you know as well as I do, that those Samoans and the Polynesian people, they got the fucking football thing. And why do you suppose that is? Because what's the number one sport in Polynesia? Rugby! That's right. When we were in Fiji, everywhere you drove in Fiji, you know, if there was an open field with goals, it was a rugby game or rugby practice or rugby scrimmage. Rugby, 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 rugby. And all of them, big native islander guys. Big fucking guys, right? And we had a guy there at the hotel who worked at the hotel. He was also a rugby player. Just, you know, big dude, you know, big fucking head and everything. You know, you're going to village today. Yeah, we are. We're going to the village. Okay. You know, my wife was afraid of the guy. You know, she's just, I don't, you know, can you raise the curtain? I think he, and, you know, I kind of thought maybe he, you know, only because we're white and I'm kidding. But I do remember one morning I had walked out of our little thatched hut and I was down on the shoreline and I was looking at just the magnificent. Do yourself a favor and go to Fiji. Visit Fiji, go to Fiji, work in Fiji, own Fiji, become president of Fiji. Whatever you got to do to go to Fiji, even if it means calling it something else, you know, go to Fiji. But I did, I was out at the shoreline, it was very early one morning, and I saw it, I turned, and I saw this guy just walking, and he was walking right by the back of our little thatched hut. And I, he did nothing wrong. There was nothing out of place about the young man. He was a big, athletic guy. And, you know, I'm making fun of him because the way I would make fun of any big, meat-headed guy. Probably smarter than me for all I know. He did none of it. But, you know, I hey, wait a minute. What you think you're doing there, boy?
I'm just walking to...
Hey, boy! No. There's a white woman in there. Eyes off, huh? You keep your eyes straight ahead there, boy. Huh? Send you on back plantation. You won't be playing no rugby.
Sorry, Mr. Henry. Don't mean...
Yeah, sure. Is white, boy? There's a real good-looking white lady in there. Oh, yeah. Why are all those guys my the most interesting guys, the bad guys? You know, they're just the most interesting guys earlier. That's a... Strother Martin from Cool Hand Luke. Are you kidding me? Strother Martin, what a fucking brilliant actor. He was so great, and he had achieved such a status, such cult status, that Strother Martin hosted Saturday Night Live one night. Because everybody in my generation, this was like the late 70s, I think, might have been the 80s, where you just dug him in all the things he did. He played just marvelous characters and very kooky kinds of characters. And, of course, I saw him in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. He played, I think, some kind of a minor that was leading them to a rendezvous point. But in Cool Hand Luke, he is the warden of the prison camp. And that was probably his greatest part. And I wonder if he ever got nominated... By the way, Boise State with your blue fucking field, are you shitting me? I'm going to go blind looking at it. Blue and orange. You're trying to make me go blind. No wonder they're winning. I think there's something with that fucking blue field. Look at that. Look at them picking up the ball, touchdown on a fumble, because the team they're playing is like, what the fuck is the blue, man? There's no depth perception. The blue, I think, is like a touchdown. Boise State, what are they doing, man? Who are they beating? They're probably beating... They're 37-26 over Air Force. Over our Air Force Academy. Why? Why? Hey, where'd that stop? If you go with me, you'll need to bring some gas money, or maybe just take your clothes off, or provide us with some wee heed. Strother Martin played the chain gang guy, and this cat, his lines are famous, you know.
Now, I can be a nice guy, or I can be a real son of a bitch.
That's one of them, man.
What we got here... is a failure.
And he always looked like he was like sort of in pain, you know.
What we got here, you know, his eyes are all sympathetic.
He had this great way of projecting sympathy, but you knew what he was about to say was the worst thing possible.
What we got here is a failure to communicate. Now, a man get rabbit in his blood, man gotta be caged.
So getting rabbit in your blood meant you were trying to escape. And Luke, played by Paul Newman, wanted to get back to see his dying mother.
Man,
but he never did try to make an escape. It was just that his dying mother came to visit him, and it was very emotional, he was very sad, and Strother Martin, playing the camp boss, decided to put Luke in the box, which was their little solitary confinement,
man's mother dies, he might get rabbit in his blood.
He was explaining this to the other prisoners. So I was like, why'd you do that to the guy, man? He wasn't trying to escape, but he put him in the box anyway, thinking that he was going to get rabbit in his blood. And that was a very beautiful scene. That's where that song, I don't care if it's raining or freezing, long as I get my plastic Jesus sitting on the back, sitting on the dashboard of my car, you know. And then Harry Dean Stanton sings. And what is that song? Let it be, Lord, let it be. It was a cool flick. And it was a prison where there were only white guys. So, you know, Alabama. So the crime down there was mostly whites causing trouble. And
what we got here, all you whites causing trouble. And you get rabbit in your blood, you know?
All right, let's get serious, huh? Or let's not. We've got a show to do tonight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And tonight we're going to have Steve Bozell as he talks about tattooed Barbie dolls. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, tattooed Barbie dolls. The disabled. And the story of the woman who kept the disabled women, or the disabled people. I believe this is Philadelphia. Is it my imagination, or does a lot of this shit happen in Philadelphia? You know? A lot of this shit happens in Philadelphia. What the hell is that? Would you go with me? I think a lot of this shit happens. No, not images. No, not videos. News. Nope. Disabled held. Oh, I don't know. Mentally disabled. If we walk down streets of fire, do you promise I'll get higher? Or are you just a liar? When you brought the weed to my house, it wouldn't stone a mouse. Yeah. Would you go with me when I go to score a baggie? No more of that skunk we heed. I'm begging if you please. Can we please get high? If to you it feels right. If I gave you my heart, would you promise you'd rhyme these songs better than me? Me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me running. If I gave you my hand, if I put it in your hand, would you promise? Yep. KTLM. 5 days ago. I love you so.
I don't think you understand how difficult it is.
We're advocates for women. We are advocating on behalf of women. We don't think that women, and I think it's totally normal for a woman to hold a captive.
I think it's totally normal for a... Well, I think it's completely normal for a woman to. Women have got a very tough time, Don Mixa.
That's it, Don Mixa. If I gave you my hand, would you put it inside of your... other hand. I love you so, so would you please put your lip... No.
Bill, the song by the Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed, I have always loved that group. I've always thought they were just darling girls, you know?
They're a very good group. I always enjoyed them, too.
Very darling girls. But the song Our Lips Are Sealed really put me off of them. I didn't think they had to go there. I didn't think they had to, you know.
Go where?
Our lips are sealed on what? You know.
It doesn't have to be sealed on what?
Excuse me, Phil. We're talking about a rock and roll song.
It doesn't have to. Our lips are sealed is a common expression.
No, my lips are sealed is a common expression. Our lips are sealed on... How many penises are we talking about?
Okay, thank you. I'm hanging up on you, you piece of shit.
How dare you?
Yeah. Our lips are sealed around what? Did anybody ever hear Belinda Carlisle's version of I Feel Free by Cream? Pretty fucking good. And I'm being very serious. I liked it. I mean, probably, you know, most people would say, you're not much of a purist, are you, Hendry? I guess not. I guess not. I just thought it was... It was the first cover of that song I'd ever heard. Maybe that was why I liked it. I thought, well, at least they've got some guts. Or she does. Carlisle does. She liked the song. She wanted to do the song, you know. And it is a great song. It's one of the greatest fucking rock and roll songs I've ever heard in my life, I Feel Free. And it was very... talk about zeitgeist. When that song, I Feel Free, came out, everybody was getting high. I mean, it was the renaissance of weed or whatever. And it was just about, that song to me was like getting stoned and walking out into the world and just sort of laughing at all that shit that you saw. But I don't know. I wouldn't know what that feels like. I'm just saying what I think what it meant. Great meaning for me. All right, what are we looking at here, man? Why is Tim Tebow on my motherfucking TV set? Oh, it's halftime. NBC halftime. Utah State 17. Florida State 41, Maryland 16. Now, the Barbie doll story. The Barbie doll story. The Barbie doll story. Yeah, the Barbie doll story. I love you so. Save on tattoo Barbie doll at Walmart. Dolls and toys for less. Is new doll appropriate for kids? Barbie totally styling. Is the outcry against Barbie tattoos a big deal? Parents upset over Barbie doll. It's very funny. Where is the Well, I mean, let's face it. You know, the tattoo fad is pretty much over now. I think anybody getting tattoos now is got to be. I think we're back to our people that should have tattoos. You know, servicemen, you know, military, ex-military, or currently serving, one percenter, bikers, and prison inmates. You know. And there's no law that says a prison. I mean, I'm not saying prison inmates should have tattoos, but you know. It's pretty much what they do. So, put a little ugly on, you know. I'm going to get some ugly on. And, fuck. That just brought up some, it conjured up some horrible images from when I was in prison. And I didn't have any tattoos, so I was, you know, I was passed around A little bit. I mean, I finally did find a home with them. All right, so Barbie doll tattoos, no problem. Okay, Barbie, you slut. What a fucking slut. I think Steve Bozell should really, really go like, you know.
I tell you, I mean, when you look at Barbie and you look at that doll, she is, I'm disappointed because you look at her and you want to say, what a slut. You really fucking, you look at her slutting it up. See right there? She's slutting it up.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen on film of a guy showing this intense distraction over the fact that he's got a really, he's next to a really hot chick, really good-looking chick, and he can barely contain how distracted he is a scene from the movie The Gauntlet when Clint Eastwood and Sandra Locke have basically commandeered a police car and with it the police officer that was in it, and they're forcing him to drive them to the California-Arizona border. And this cop, and he's one of the regular ensemble of actors that Eastwood used in those movies, is looking at Sandra Locke, and he's basically telling them how bad, you know, you guys are really fucked up. You've kidnapped a cop, and Eastwood plays a cop, so he's saying, and you're a fellow officer, and you're, I mean, man, are you fucking, tell him to shut up. So now he tries a different tack, the cop, and he's looking at this Sandra Locke character, who's a prostitute, and he's talking to her about how much, you know, he's asking her how much she charges, and I bet, you know, and bitch, you look good, pretty pink panties, you know, and he's, like, staring ahead. And that really, that I thought that was one of the coolest things I ever saw, and I put him into that thing into the Vernon character a lot, and Steve Bozell, too, where they can hardly breathe, they're so distracted by the sexual content or aspect of something. So,
man, I'll tell you right now, boy, Barbie, you know, she's, you know, gulping. And
who's this guy with the fucking nose? Oh, I'm watching the SC Notre Dame game, which I will turn off as soon as the goddamn show starts, but let's see this guy's.
With the second half coming up here in prime time.
Throughout the season, we're looking at many of the unique things. SC leads 17-10. Okay. Would you go with me? Jerome Bettis, Notre Dame. Who's the coach of Notre Dame? Dan Kelly? Boy, Notre Dame's really interesting. It's either feast or famine with the coaches they hire at that school. You know, they've never really consistently, and I suppose, you know, it's to be understood. What are you going to always hire consistently great coaches? But when they stiff a hire on the head coaching job at Notre Dame, man, they stink it up. They stink it out, man. I mean, you know, coach, that one cat from the high school I remember, but this guy Weiss, you know, I mean, it's either feast or famine. Seems, anyway. It's like, right, I remember when, Parsegian left. I think it took a long time to find to settle on a halfway decent coach. I don't know if they ever did. I don't know. But I don't follow college football. In fact, I don't follow anything. I don't know what I'm talking about. I keep my fucking mouth shut about half this stuff. But hey, that's the fun of sports: talking like you know about it and you don't. Yeah, you know Notre Dame, man. I mean those silver helmets. They're gold. No, they're not. They're silver. They're gold helmets. No, they're fucking not. So now you know.
You know, well, the Barbie doll, and we are parents. I had written that I was my daughter's school was CK Corona out here in Corona, California. I
written to them. If you've seen these Barbie dolls, you understand that they are dolls that we think has a very bad influence on these girls. Wearing these tattoos indicates a kind of... The other thing is that the dolls themselves are a distraction to anyone. That I'm trying to teach my daughter the right values. My wife would help me with it, but she won't. So I got to do it myself. But and Erica Dorton, who is the headmistress at CK Corona, I've got a tape recording what she thinks.
Go ahead and play it.
That's all there was.
That's Erica Dorton.
Yeah, she is the principal at the kids' school. And so I'm getting no help there. And
I'll say you're not getting any help. Is that's the principal? What's she doing?
I don't know. It just scares me. She calls my house 1 o'clock in the morning. Hello? And I hear, is this Mr. Bozell? Yes. And then I hear this. Oh, actually says, is this Mr. Bozell? Yes. Please hold for Erica Dorton.
She breathes into the phone.
If it's her, it could be her in a mutated form. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, Mr. Henry, fine. Have it your way. You can call me a freak of nature. You can say I'm a mutation. Is that what you think I am? Do you think I'm a mutation? I just want you to tell me the truth, will you please? So the Tokidoki, it's called Tokidoki Barbie doll. It's created by an Italian designer by the name of, I don't know, who sports it. It's got a pink bob, a permanent Barbie doll tattoo, cover her neck, chest, and... there is some backlash who think tattoo shorts send the wrong message to young girls. It doesn't matter if it's not for kids. It's out there. For adults? I don't want my wife. No, this is an adult, but I would rather my wife not have this.
Oh, that's even better.
I understand, but I would rather that my wife not had this doll in the house, and I'll tell you why. It is a attractive doll. It looks, I'll tell you what, my it looks better than my wife. Okay? You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. You know, they're yelling at me. So now you know.
I got to check out, man, make sure this thing is all set up cool and shit, you know.
With me.
Yeah.
If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you?
So this is the Tattoo Barbie here. I think. Is this the Tattoo Barbie? What? Wait a minute, man. Totally Styling Tattoo Barbie inspires our own. Get the fuck out of here. That's not even... This is Barbie here. Jesus, I'm having a hard time finding this.
Having a hard time finding this bitch.
What the fuck happened to this, man? I got a... Oh, okay. One of these buttons is popping up on me, man. My switcher is falling apart here, man. I gotta... You know, I'm gonna have to get Elaine in here and do some maintenance on this. On our studio. So, you can see there our Tattoo Barbie. Parents in the U.S. are furious over fashion doll Barbie's latest reinvention, which sees her covered in tattoos.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
This then is Felina coming up on your screen.
Blacker than night.
Oh yeah.
The eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican
maiden.
I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run.
Yeah.
Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one,
he looked like he could run.
Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico.
All right, what time is it, man? I can't be dicking around here. I got shit to do, places to go, people to see. My life sucks.
It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna keep him from singing, man.
Here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to
to my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting,
I can't let them catch me.
I have to make it to Rose's
back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul.
Woo-hoo.
Though I am trying to
stay in the saddle,
I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest.
That's right. Better keep riding, man.
I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
You're fucked. You're fucked!
From out of nowhere, Bonita has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Bonita.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Jazz in Stereo here on KGO. And that was Marty Robbins and Some Kind of Cowboy Thing, you know. We ran out of jazz records, so I want to thank Terry Ingram from the country station for bringing over something for me to play, because we just ran completely out of jazz. Stereo jazz, we don't have it no more, so... had to play this cowboy shit. Excuse my language, I shouldn't say, you know. But it is Satellite, and I'm drunk. Satellite, and I'm drunk. So that was outstanding. That was Marty Robbins on KGO Jazz and Stereo, El Paso.
The Barbie doll, Phyllis, is an adult collector. I don't know. It's something that you don't certainly want in your home. And I would hope that my wife would be more responsible, because we do have a daughter. And I've tried to enlist the aid of Erica Dorton, and she said no. There are two things. The tattoos, I think, send a wrong message to our children.
Well, you realize this is for women only.
Yes, I understand that, but I am not. I'm not 100% confident my wife is going to keep the... yes, I know it's for children only, but my daughter is not only is she not stupid, she's a very intelligent girl, and she's going to see these tattoos, and she's going to want to go right out and get Property of the Hell's Angels right across the cheeks of her ass. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do, Mr. Hendry.
Now, when you pussied out, what is this?
All I'm trying to say is...
So Leonardo DiCaprio plays J. Edgar Hoover, and so what are we doing? Is this going to be a slam on... Oh, it's Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, I think it'd be fair with J. Hoover. Anthony Davis. Oh, five touchdowns.
They always play the five-touchdown game that Anthony Davis had against Notre Dame, and I remember where I was. Yeah, fifth-ranked Notre Dame, sixth-ranked SC. SC beat them 55-24. God, oh my, I remember that game. Pat Hayden, I guess, was the quarterback. And I remember that game because I was shooting pool in Orlando, Florida. I was actually in Altamont Springs, Florida, with buddies of mine shooting pool. And we'd all moved to Florida to work in construction with a buddy's father. And I was, at that time, I'd gotten into radio, but my other friends were still in the construction business. But we were all together on a Saturday, we're shooting pool, we're drinking big pitchers of beer, and we're watching the SC Notre Dame game on TV. And it was amazing, because as the afternoon progressed and we got drunker and drunker, it was one of those great confluences of, I'm getting really hammered and I'm watching my team doing something incredible. Because they were down 24-0 at the half, I think. And they came back and scored 55 points on Notre Dame and completely shut their ass down. And it was all Anthony Davis. He ran for some touchdowns. He ran back a couple of kickoffs for touchdowns. He just totally blew them away, you know. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I'm sorry that I'm bringing up a painful memory for you. But that's just the way that it goes. From out of nowhere, 650. All right.
And yeah, we're going to start. You're going to start with a Barbie doll.
I think I'm going to start with a Barbie doll, yes. We'll see, man. No, that goddamn fucking... That bed is just done, man. That's done, too. Too noisy.
To one of the NYSE, 3-1 of the NASDAQ.
Yes, sir, I will. You know, the idea for me has always been, Mr. Henry, I've always felt that I've always felt, you know, I'm much better as a human being than I am as a father. I've never been a good father, but as a human being, I think I make the grade. I think I'm a good father. I'm just not a very good human being.
Notre Dame, screen pass. They suck.
Notre Dame, screen pass. You suck.
I'll do that one. So we're going to have a liberal roundtable, and we're going to have Margaret. Don Mixon. One little kiss. And Farina, blow it out your ass. Blow it out your ass. This bed. That's not good either. River running? No, I don't think so. I gotta figure out one here real fast. I know I don't want that. I know I don't want... I can't use that, and that. This one?
Mr. Henry, I'm very grateful you've afforded me the opportunity to come on your program and talk about this because, yes, sir, I'm very grateful you've afforded me this opportunity because I don't think
I don't think if it was for you, no, it would listen to me.
Okay, Mr. Bozell, if you're going to cry like a fucking bitch.
I'm not crying like a bitch. Sir, I am not. Boy, that is so cruel of you. And
I just heard you go, I heard you do some kind of a snivel thing.
A what?
A snivel. You went, Bud, is that right?
Yeah, you sniveled it up, mister.
Hey, let me tell you, you want to see someone snivel something up? I get done with you, you'll snivel your way everywhere. Everywhere you go, it'll be a snivel trail. So.
Yeah, okay, whatever that means. That's about as funny a thing as I've ever heard.
You're laughing? What?
Yeah, you make me laugh when you threaten me, mister.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you're leaving a snivel trail.
What I mean is, it
doesn't matter. Don't explain it. If you have to explain it, then you're not it's even less hard-ass.
Here, let me tell you why you should be afraid of me.
I didn't say that.
Well, it's the same thing. Let me explain why I snivel trail is, you know.
Okay, just be afraid of me then.
Well, that doesn't work either.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of you.
Okay, well then, just don't be afraid of me, okay? You just sleep with one eye open, boy.
Boy.
One little kiss and Felina. Bug off. How we doing, Rondo? We cool? I know the guys are there. I heard them log on, but...
Tell you something, boy. I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
I said I'm gonna tell you something.
I can't hear you.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
You're going up... You're being so hard-ass, I can't hear you.
Yeah, quit being so hard-ass.
Let me tell you.
Just feminize it.
Let me tell you, boy, I'm going to tell you something real good. You better listen to me.
There, does that scare you?
No, but at least I got to understand what you said.
Boy, you got an answer for everything, don't you, Henry? You talk show hosts. I'm familiar with your kind. It just, you got the quick answer with everything, and you got the one-liner, and you got the, what do you guys call it, the ad-lib. And you just really know how to lay it down, don't you, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, if you got it, you know, why not flaunt it? I understand that. But what you don't understand is one thing. See, I got your number, Henry, and if I ever...
Yeah?
Never mind. Fuck it. It's not even worth it. Not even worth it.
Were you going to threaten me?
Not even worth it. No, I'm not even... It's not worth it.
Okay. Well, I'll kick your ass if I see you.
Yeah, no. Prick.
Uh-oh, Notre Dame throws it away. The guy's getting rushed. SC's all over him like freaking white on rice. Down he goes. Was it picked? Guy puts his knee's shot. The knee's gone. In comes quarterback. So Dane Crist, 9 picks thrown this year. They got a new quarterback. His name's Dane Crist. He steps up. He's throwing just a small outlet. And that brings up a fourth down and 51 yards to go. No, it's a third down. So they're working on the right knee of the starting quarterback, Bob Ortenben, but Dane Crist, he's getting into his element now, man. What's the down, NBC? What the fuck am I looking at here, you worthless 3rd and 6. Thank you. Fires over the middle. Oh, he had it! It was right in your hands, man! Tight end sucks. Look at this pass. I thought it was a very well-thrown ball. He looks to his secondary receiver. Oh, it was a good defensive play. 18 came in and knocked it down. Threw the ball down.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, man. He threw the ball down and away. It looked to me like it was a very well-thrown pass. If he's going to complete it, that's where it had to be thrown. But the SC's defender. Shotgun. Quarterback by himself in the backfield. Good pass. Good outlet. This backup is coming in. Watch this backup for Notre Dame come in and rip the fucking game open. This 80 looks like a tight end. So I got the phones, Rondo, and I got control. Cool, man. I guess I got control of them. I think I'm all right.
You want to test one out? Bring up 11?
Yeah, sure. 11, it is. Yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. All right, I'm going to throw the program in your headphones.
Okay.
Been reports that he was captured or even injured in a fight out in Sirte, but nothing really on the record yet about what has happened to him.
Piper says some officials are worried Gaddafi's son may try to organize an uprising against the new government. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Slow, South L.A.
The 110 North is going to be slow from the 105 to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. In Calabasas, 101 South is slow from Ventura Boulevard to Woodman Avenue, and then again from Barham Boulevard to the 5. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to Hollywood Boulevard. Traveling out of Santa Monica, 10 East is slow from Cloverfield Boulevard all the way over to the 110. In Culver City, 405 South has pockets of slowing from the 10 to the 90. Northbound side is slow from Culver Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Linwood, 710 North is slow from the 105 to Imperial Highway. 105 West is slow from the 710 to Long Beach Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Mike Diamond Plumbing. About 50 kids have joined the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Stephanie and Mark Fischel brought their 9-year-old son Griffin down to the park in New York City to spend the night.
Noisy, hard to go to sleep, but probably the most important sleepover that I probably ever went to.
Stephanie Fischel says her son wanted to get involved.
We thought we could both support a burgeoning interest in him politically, as well as show a different face of the Occupy movement. If we could come down here with kids, it might change the way people think about it.
His dad says it's important for Griffin to know he has a voice. The Occupy Wall Street movement started September 17th. Amy King, KFI News.
The most recent AP-GFK poll shows about 1 in 3 Americans support the Occupy movement. 60% say they're angry with politics in America. President Obama says the death of Gaddafi in Libya and the news troops from Iraq will be coming home for the holidays are both great accomplishments.
In Libya, our brave pilots and crews helped prevent a massacre, save countless lives, and give the Libyan people the chance to prevail.
His weekly media address, president says these are reminders the U.S. has renewed its leadership in the world. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Carolina Senator Richard Byrd says he's got an alternative to Obama's jobs plan.
Businesses are not going to hire if they can't anticipate what new tax or federal regulation is going to hit them next.
The Republican jobs plan includes reining in government regulations and increasing exports. A woman in Australia is going to donate her uterus to her daughter so she can have a baby. 34-year-old Melinda Arnold was born without a uterus. She says the womb transplant is the last chance for her and her husband to have a child biologically. Arnold says she's been trying various surrogacy and adoption methods for the last 10 years, but nothing has worked so far. Once Arnold gets her mom's uterus, she'll have to wait a full year before doing in vitro fertilization treatments. Where is your hall pass? That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Tax. Do you owe money to the IRS or state? Not a good feeling, is it? Terrifying feeling. You might have money in offshore accounts, or maybe you just haven't filed your taxes in 15 years. What's wrong with you? Well, now you're in trouble. The IRS maybe is contacting you, they're garnishing your wages, or they're about to. I'll tell you what, they're going to do whatever they can to take that money. They're going to get it. Unless you call Blue Tax, then they will confront the IRS so you don't have to. Call Blue Tax right now. They can resolve your wage garnishment and most times before payday and stop most bank levies within 48 hours. If you owe $25,000, $50,000, even hundreds of thousands to the IRS or the state, you need Blue Tax's team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents. They can resolve your case and try to stop any legal action before it gets started. They'll sit down and negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt so you will pay way less than you owe. Make the free call for details on your case right now. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002 or visit bluetax.com.
Students at a high school near Chicago are going to have to hold it during class or cool it in detention. Evergreen Park High School has set a limit for the number of times students can be excused from class to go to the restroom, only 3 times per semester. Officials say students are wasting valuable class time with frequent bathroom breaks, but students say they only have 5 minutes between classes and they don't have enough time to go. It's called power pee. Southline weather from KFI. Some dense clouds and fog rolling in this evening. There are dense fog advisories in effect from 10 o'clock tonight till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Lows around mid-50s. Then sunny skies tomorrow with cooler temperatures, mid-60s at the beaches, 80 metro LA, Orange County, low 80s in the valleys. Cooler still on Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s to start the week. Right now in Dana Point, 68. Cypress, 64. Pasadena, 71. Hacienda Heights, 60 degrees. For breaking news, head right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
And
Jeff. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and welcome to this Saturday night Phil Hendry Show. Every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Weeknights we're on KTLK AM 1150, and the rest of the time we're whatever we're doing. And we welcome you to our program. We are basically a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we got a website, too.
Yeah.
Well, what we have is our PhilHendryShow.com site. You can go over and visit us, and with a backstage pass, you can watch live streaming video of our show tonight, as well as listen to all of our archives if you want. And you can even enter a contest to win one free month at PhilHendryShow.com. Just go over to our fan page, Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry Fans. That's at Facebook. And that is facebook.com/PhilHendryFans and like the page. Or go to twitter.com/ThePhilHendryShow and hashtag PHS, okay?
A lot of stuff to remember.
I don't think it's a lot of stuff to remember. In any event, join us and get a free month of what we think is the greatest website out there in Radio Land. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. And as I say, we'll be here with you till 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to kick things off this evening with a discussion among a lot of concerned parents and some who are not so concerned. Maybe they're concerned about the concerned ones. And it has to do with a new doll. It's not such a new doll, but it certainly is a new design on the doll, and that is the Barbie doll with the tattoos. And the questions being asked are tattooed dolls appropriate? Is this Barbie doll appropriate for kids? Now, the one thing about the Barbie doll with the tattoos that you should know is that it is a collector's item. It is under the collector's section, I think, of the Mattel website or wherever you get this thing. And it is a collectible, which means it's something that's generally the in the interest area of adult women who do collect these dolls. However, there are parents saying it doesn't matter. The kids are influenced by the dolls, obviously. Barbie gets a tattooed pink-haired makeover reworked by the Italian-based Japanese-inspired brand Tokidoki. The doll features a shocking pink bob, high heels, leggings, and several tattoos. It was created by Italian artist Simone Legno. Parents are up in arms about the limited edition Barbie doll's tattoos. I had up on the... And we'll put it up on Phil TV as soon as we get it. I did have a look at one of the tattoos. There's a tattoo around the neck there, I think. There's another tattoo that's around on the biceps. Steve Bozell is joining us from Corona, California. His daughter is a 13-year-old at CK Corona Middle School, and she's a Barbie doll fan. And I know that your wife collects these, Mr. Bozell. You are, however, with a lot of parents, you don't like it.
No, sir. We certainly do not like it, and my wife does collect these, and she is interested certainly in collecting this doll. I don't think that I don't think it's responsible.
And this is your wife, so you have a difference of opinion with her over really what it is the raising of your daughter, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, in other words, there's a difference of opinion with my wife over the influence that this doll might have on our own daughter. But it doesn't end at just what influence, what influence the doll has on my daughter. I don't think that my wife, to be perfectly honest with you, should be collecting an item such as this. My wife is an adult woman. She can do whatever she wants to do. And I certainly am very happy for her to do that, but as her husband, and I think there is, I've encountered parents and I've encountered married couples who feel this way. As her husband, I think I have to counsel her.
And okay, now you're getting into a question here again. Just interrupt you. This is your wife. She's an adult.
Yes, sir. Sure.
And she can do whatever she wants to do that's legal. And
she can do whatever she wants to do. I mean, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, in the context of our marriage, I think any time one partner does something that the other partner sees as a negative or injurious thing, I think we have a responsibility.
Okay, and what do you see as injurious about this, that your wife would collect these Barbie dolls with tattoos?
Well, the thing that I think is wrong with collecting a doll like this is it goes beyond the what I think is an innocent a hobby of collecting dolls, and it now goes into an area of behavior. Is she collecting this doll because it is a Barbie doll and it happens to be unusual? Is she collecting this doll because it's an admirable thing? Do you want to not just collect the doll? Do you want to look like this?
You're talking about behavior.
Well, yes, sir.
And you're talking about that with your wife. So you're saying that you're saying that you're.
But what I'm saying is it's a red flag for, I think, any husband. When his wife is collecting a doll like this, if your wife is doing anything that you think can put her own reputation at risk or put a question mark next to her own reputation, if she feels compelled to collect or to own or to otherwise involve herself in something like this, which is clearly I don't think it's a positive message at all.
But okay, so do you find the tattoos to be negative, right?
I do, sir, yes.
Okay, so and what is that an expression of?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious to anyone that people with tattoos that show them off, I don't think they have a, I know people that have tattoos, Mr. Henry, and they're good people, but I think if you have tattoos and you're showing them off to people and you wear them so as to show them off, then you obviously are saying that you're sort of on the outs with the mainstream of society, because who's going to hire someone who has that kind of body art?
I don't quite understand that.
Well, you know, in other words, if you have tattoos that are very visible, no one's going to want to hire you for a job. And you showing those tattoos shows that you don't care. And so I think that my wife will, in purchasing this Barbie doll, is embracing that message. Now, where it gets to my daughter, and that's the scariest part of all, is my daughter's going to see these dolls in the house. She knows her mother collects them, and she's going to see the way that this doll looks and how it's dressed. And suddenly now I've got a 13-year-old girl who is a very good student and is competing very well in school, and she wants to look like this. And then the extra added pressure of having the doll in the house or going to a toy store and seeing it, it puts pressure on men to a degree.
But tell me, it puts pressure on men. So we got a Barbie doll, and just let me find where we are here. You got a Barbie doll, and I'm looking at the article here.
Yeah, well, there's a very good article in the, I think it's in the Guardian, in the newspaper in the United Kingdom. Ink Stink is what it's called. Tattoo Barbie Causes Outrage in U.S., and it's called a Totally Styling Tattoo Barbie. It comes in with a set of body art stickers. So the child herself is tattooing it.
All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Phil Henry here with Steve Bozell. So you said something about having the doll around puts pressure on the fathers and the men, too.
Yes, sir.
Why?
It puts pressure on any man, I think, when you have that kind of a look that is being, you know, displayed in your home. And
what kind of a look? We're talking about a doll here.
We are talking about a doll, but we're talking about a doll, Mr. Henry. Please listen to what I'm going to say. We're talking about a doll that is traditionally a very attractive, it's a very adult doll. Even for a little girl, it's a very adult doll, just a regular Barbie, because it has a very pronounced shape to it. Now what they've done is they've put it in a miniskirt, and they've given it tattoos, and they make it look like it's some kind of, in my opinion, they make it look like it's some kind of a bar, I don't know what you call it, a bar, what they call a bar slut, if you want.
You think the Barbie doll looks like a bar slut?
I'm just trying to
I'm not necessarily going to disagree with you, but I'm just asking, is that...
Yeah, in many ways. So that puts pressure on me and other men, I think, because we're looking at this and getting distracted by it.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI, The Phil Hendry Show. See, that's what I was trying to get to here. Your wife, you got three complaints, basically. Your wife collecting it, you find that makes her moral suspect somehow?
Well, I think her judgment is in question, yes, sir.
Your daughter could be negatively influenced by it. And you or other husbands or men are around a Barbie doll that now looks very seductive, is that it?
I wouldn't say seductive, sir, so much as I think that it is a bad message to send in a home with a husband that he's having to look at this. And obviously it looks, you know, pretty good, and we just don't want it in our homes.
All right, hold on for a minute. Stephen Bozell with us here from Corona, California. He's one father of, you know, a lot of parents who don't like this new Barbie doll with tattoos. He feels it sends the wrong message that the tattooed doll itself looks like something that a representation of a lower class girl that hangs around in bars. He also thinks that it's a bad influence on his wife and on his daughter, and it also, the doll itself is some kind of a negative influence or effect on men that see it. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be back with more from Stephen Bozell. Quite possibly we have a visit from Don Mixa tonight as well. We'll have a liberal roundtable in our 9 o'clock hour here on this Saturday night. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll have updates on the defense of Conrad Murray, checking in with the brutes who are occupying Wall Street, and a look into the future. What does Libya 2.0 look like? Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Star service at One Star Drive.
Stop just for a minute and imagine yourself taking a drive in the car of your dreams, a brand new, luxurious Mercedes-Benz. Now, imagine that car was available for less than whatever you expected. Hi, Pat Bolter, General Manager of Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, where your imagination becomes reality, because we've challenged ourselves to sell 1,500 new and 5-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz by December 31st. Sounds unbelievable, doesn't it? But what does this mean for you? Tremendous offers on our entire line of 2012 Mercedes-Benz, like the sporty new 2012 C250 sedan for the low payment of only $349 a month. And come see the all-new C250 coupe and the highly anticipated 2012 M-Class SUV. Hurry in today and let your imagination run wild. Only at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
5-star service at One Star Drive.
Visit us off the 5 at One Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com. For details, call 1-800-505-3860.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, not everybody's happy about troops coming home from Iraq. And keep your head to the sky, because a German satellite's coming down. Problems in Inglewood.
On the 105 East to the 110 North connector, there's a crash blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic slow from Vermont Avenue. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from the 105 to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. In Calabasas, 101 South is slow from Ventura Boulevard to Woodman Avenue, and then again from Barham Boulevard to the 5. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to Hollywood Boulevard. Traveling out of Santa Monica, 10 East is slow from Cloverfield Boulevard all the way over to the 110. In Culver City, 405 South has pockets of slowing from the 10 to the 90. Northbound side is slow from Culver Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. KFI traffic is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. I'm David Penson.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, the number one mini dealer in the nation. Are you currently driving a vehicle for the environmental message it sends, only to find it doesn't feel like driving at all? Where's the performance, the handling, the fun? The Mini Cooper delivers a true driving experience, plus up to 37 miles per gallon highway, all starting around 20 grand. And at Nick Alexander Imports, we've literally received truckloads of new minis, including the all-new four-door Countryman, as well as the brand new coupe. So you'll be sure to drive off today in the mini that's uniquely you. Since a great deal is just about as fun as driving a new mini, come in this month and lease a brand new 2012 Mini Cooper for just $189 a month, plus tax, $28.28 down, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit. That's just $189 a month for the fun to drive 37 mile per gallon Mini Cooper. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexandermini.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
If you have old aluminum windows that are over 10 years old, then call American Vision today. With the latest advancements in technology, you're throwing good money out the window by not upgrading to energy-efficient windows from American Vision. We'll save you money instantly on your energy bills.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows. Call for details today at 888-319-8585. That's 888-319-8585.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
The SoCal Mini Dealers are offering some sweet deals. Right now, lease the Mini Hardtop for just $199 a month or get 0.9% APR financing for up to 36 months on select 2012 Mini models and no payments until 2012. And the bigger four-door Mini Countryman offers a starting MSRP under $23,000. But honestly, the real deal is to head in for a test drive. Take the large and in-charge Countryman out for a spin or put your motoring skills to the test in the Hardtop. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com to plan your test drive.
There are times when a race is such a close call, it requires a photo finish to determine the victor. In the race for best luxury sedan, let's see how the BMW 7 Series performs. It has a considerably lower starting MSRP than the Mercedes S-Class, considered thousands less. There are 13 exciting 7 Series models to choose from, more than any of its peers. Choose from 5 horsepower options, 2-wheel or X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive, even gasoline or hybrid technology. Also, BMW includes no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. And for a limited time, get special finance offers. Well, it's obvious to the naked eye, no photo finish necessary. The 7 Series wins. The photo is just to get a great shot of you behind the wheel. Easily accomplished with a test drive at a BMW center today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 740i sedan for $779 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com, keyword calendar.
KFI News, deeper than the headlines.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here, and weeknights on KTLK AM 1150. And I just want to say, before we do anything else, Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars. Let me just say that again, Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars. Thank you. Now, we have Stephen Bozell with us from Corona, California, and we're going to be talking this hour with him, as we have over the last 20 minutes, about the Barbie doll tattooed Barbie doll, or the Barbie doll tattoos, stirring up controversy yet again. Now, this story that you directed me to, Mr. Bozell, is in the United Kingdom's The Guardian newspaper. Parents in the U.S. are furious over fashion doll Barbie's latest reinvention, which sees her covered in tattoos. The new Totally Stylin' Tattoos Barbie comes with a set of body art stickers to be placed anywhere on the body. The set also comes with a tattoo gun so kids can stamp designs on themselves. Manufacturer Mattel says the tattoos for children are temporary and they wash off. Okay. But some parents believe the toy is not appropriate for young children and would not buy the doll. When I was a kid, there was there were fake cigarettes, I remember, that I would buy. And then I became a cigarette smoker. But I also know other kids that got those fake cigarettes and they didn't become cigarette smokers. Is that what you're worried about, the idea that this is going to rub off on the kids?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that it sends the wrong message, and there's no doubt at all that it sends the wrong message. I think even to people who collect it, even to adult women who are collecting these dolls and are looking at these dolls, most of the women that do the collecting of these Barbie dolls are, I would say, are probably more of a middle-class, suburban type of woman, and these are women that are not necessarily going to be covered in tattoos, to whatever extent the women that wear them do that. And I think that...
Is it the class of people that you think is represented by these Barbie dolls?
Is it the class of people? I just think that the Barbie doll itself offers a very bad model. It offers a very bad example for women and for girls. And it also, if you look at this doll
in the context of it being in the home where there are men and being in a store where there are men who are shopping, and the way it looks and the way it is dressed and the contemporary design of this doll is, it's, I believe, designed to, if not designed to arouse a prurient interest. I think it's entirely normal for any man to see a doll like this and to start to think in terms of, you know, about the doll, being distracted by it, and so on and so forth. So, you know...
Well, are you talking about a man being sexually attracted to the doll?
No, no, sir. I'm not in the sense that you're talking about. I don't mean that. But I do mean that it's going to be distracting because it is a design. It's a doll designed to look like a woman that's got big, you know, big breasts and, you know, and a body with a small butt, or however you want to say it. And so... And
are you, what I want to ask you clearly, are you saying that men are going to be attracted to this?
Oh, no, I did not say attracted. I said distracted. Distracted. Very different.
And distracted because the doll is sexually alluring?
Because the doll is designed, I'm not going to use those words, Mr. Hendry, so please, the doll is designed to distract a man, to distract me or any man, in a prurient fashion. So when I see the doll, I become... In a lot of ways, maybe you get aroused. I don't know. And
well, okay, all right.
Well, you may disagree, sir, but what I'm saying.
I think the idea of a man getting aroused by a Barbie doll.
Well, if you look at this doll, it is not a regular Barbie doll. It's a doll with tattoos. It's a doll with miniskirts. It's a doll that looks and acts and is designed to look like what one would traditionally call a loose, you know, real loose, you know, just a loose woman. And that is the fear here.
All right. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, about the new tattooed Barbie doll, and that it is a negative effect not only on the women that collect it, the daughters of those women, but on the men themselves who are in the home or in the store. Let's go to a phone call. We have Brad in West Covina. Brad, you're on the Phil Henry Show,
sir.
Here with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just a quick response to the comment he made earlier about people with tattoos don't care about the jobs that they have and the total disregard for making lots of money. I find that very untrue.
That's not what I said. I said that if you wear tattoos openly, you obviously don't care what the world thinks, and that's going to cut you out of certain areas of work.
Granted, certain areas, a short person isn't, and a short 100-pound person isn't going to be a bouncer at a rock and roll club.
That's not the same thing. You can't control how tall you are, but you can control the tattoos. A short person didn't say, "I think I'll be born short," but you or whoever.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm not trying to discredit your opinion on it at all.
Yeah, but your example
is. I think that there is definitely a difference between having. I don't even want to call them prison tattoos. Let's call them mediocre tattoos or ugly tattoos, if you will. Somebody that has something, you know, a naked woman tattooed on its forearm should not be compared to somebody who has beautiful artwork. I have beautiful artwork tattooed on me from my shoulders down to my wrist. I'm an art student. I'm hoping to make lots of money, and my tattoos is not going to hinder me from that job because
I chose
the art field to go into.
Well, you hope.
But also in that aspect, I was in a car accident 2 years ago. The firefighter first responded to the scene that got me out of the car, covered in tattoos. A firefighter who makes, firefighters make over $100,000 a year.
Well,
I don't think his tattoos hinder his job at all. His captain has tattoos. I have plenty of friends.
A firefighter covered in tattoos could very much put off a homeowner. If my home's burning to the ground and a firefighter shows up covered in tattoos, the first thing I think is this guy going to know how to do his job, you know? And
you're kidding.
No, why would I kid about that?
Well, why would you kid about that? I mean, if the guy shows up with tattoos, I've seen the same thing, by the way, sir. I've seen police officers in New York, particularly, I don't think here in L.A., but I saw one cop with tattoos.
Well, that right away makes me think, you know, I'm worried. You know, I'm just going to be worried.
You're going to be worried about a firefighter who shows up to save your home if he's covered in tattoos.
I think anybody would question the competence and the mental health of that individual, yes, sir.
No, sir, I disagree. I believe that in the last 10 years, tattoos have become more mainstream. My 50-year-old mother got her first tattoo 6 months ago. She loved the experience. She loved her tattoo.
That's terrible.
And, you know, whether or not your opinion, I understand your opinion, and you want to say it's terrible, I think it's beautiful.
But I appreciate what you do,
mine and my sister's names and the birth dates that we were born on tattooed on their back shoulder.
Well, I appreciate what you do, sir. I'm not trying to put down.
If she got it above her eyebrow, I would disagree. But I think tattoos,
What would you think if your mother got a tattoo down around her, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, that's not what the man said.
I wouldn't care.
If she shaved.
And to be perfectly honest, I come from a different generation, sir. So my opinion on tattoos and body art, I appreciate the art. I appreciate the time. And,
of course.
And with my tattoos, I've gone through a lot of pain to get to that point.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your call. We've got to take a break. We're running a little late. We'll be back with Stephen Bozell here and more on the tattooed Barbie doll. Is this a bad influence on girls, on the women that collect them, and on the men who are married and who are the fathers of these females? Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. President Obama's getting some criticism for his decision to pull all 40,000 U.S. troops out of Iraq before Christmas. Republican Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois says he's got serious concerns about the plan.
I'm worried that the United States has now accepted quite a bit of risk that the government of Iraq could collapse or become an ally of Iran.
Kirk says at least a few troops should be left behind to help support the new Iraqi government. The U.S. had been in talks to leave about 5,000 troops in Iraq past a withdrawal deadline, but Iraq's officials would not grant U.S. troops immunity from prosecution there in the local courts. That apparently was a deal breaker. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Inglewood's clearing up.
On the 105 East, the 110 North connector, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered in that area. In South LA, 110 North is slow from the 105 to the 5. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 101. In Woodland Hills, 101 South is slow from Ventura Boulevard to Woodman Avenue. And then again from Barham Boulevard to the 5. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to Hollywood Boulevard. In Santa Monica, 10 East is slow from Cloverfield Boulevard to the 110. And in West LA, 405 South
is thinking, slowing
from Wilshire Boulevard to La Tierra Boulevard.
The fact that, like, Barbie was, like, the only,
David
like,
Henson,
the first innocent.
The news is brought to you by Nick Alexander Imports.
Like, Barbie's, like, pure. Barbie stands for, like, purity for innocence.
In office, winning a landslide election after.
Uh-huh. And, like, with these tattoos, kind of just, like, ruining that for me.
4-year-old Republican beat 9 competitors.
For Steve.
Or, like, you know, you make him look like a whore.
Raise outright.
Yeah.
If he or she receives more
than
50%
I got all of that material I want to roll out. I'm afraid if I drop the horseshit too fast, we're going to lose callers, you know. But it's funny, so, yeah, I need to drop it soon.
A German satellite's expected
I like
to
the idea
crash
that
Earth.
Barbie used to stand for innocence for Steve, and
no
now Steve is like
communicate with a retired satellite named Rosette.
Looking at this slut Barbie that he wants to fuck
every 90 minutes. German Space Center officials
Steve wants to fuck the Barbie
Rosette,
doll,
which is the size of a minivan, will burn up during reentry. But up to 30 fragments, weighing a total of 1.87 tons, could crash into
like,
the Earth. Sometime.
It'll make him sound creepier if he's like, "This is my perfect, image that I had."
Individuals
I like that, man.
And now she's tainted.
Given there are 7 billion people on the planet.
Bad dirty
girl. KFI News.
Well, officials say they do not believe any pieces will hit Europe, Africa, Australia. Apparently the rest of the world, keep your eyes up. Your forecast, much more of the world's famous Phil Hendry up next.
With her perfect breasts.
Your home is where
I know,
you
legs. You know, and Steve's like,
she has all that dirty ink on her.
When you can see, smell, or taste,
nipples on it, but that was the only thing that was wrong with it.
The leading
cause
didn't have any real pussy.
Well, but I made the pubic
I'm Kevin Nida. President of the California State Firefighters Association.
Now, I feel like I'm intimidated.
Each year,
by
firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO2.
That nipple's lying to awesome.
Prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide
I'm
alarm.
I'm intimidated
in your home.
By it.
It's the only
SC,
safe
touchdown.
Way to
yes.
The silent killer.
No.
And as of July 1st, it's the law. The CSFA supports the safety measure
touchdown.
And urges you not to wait. CO poisonings happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. Common sources include gas-burning appliances, grills, and generators. Take this simple step to protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit CASafehomes.org.
Dense clouds and fog this evening into tomorrow morning. Lows in the mid-50s. It'll clear up to sunny skies tomorrow during the day and cooler, finally. Highs around 80. And even cooler than that on Monday to start the week, mid to upper 70s. 73 degrees in Burbank right now. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Have you recently been gifted a large inheritance or estate? You want to celebrate, right? And then you find out the IRS is coming after you with that 45% tax. Well, the team of tax professionals at Blue Tax Estate Division can help you with this. Maybe you already paid the IRS on estate taxes. No problem. Blue Tax can even help you after the fact get that money back. Yeah, even after you've already paid. With over 30 years' experience in estate and gift tax negotiation, Blue Tax Estate can help save the money that your family worked so hard to earn. Don't pay the IRS without putting up a fight for you and your family. Call Blue Tax Estate today, 800-551-8003. Or you can visit them, by the way, online at bluetaxestate.com. If Blue Tax Estate takes your case, you won't pay the full 45% tax to the IRS. Can almost guarantee that. So make the free confidential call for details on your case. 800-551-8003. That's 800-551-8003. One last time, 800-551-8003. Or visit bluetaxestate.com.
There are times when a race is such a close call, it requires a photo finish to determine the victor. In the race for best luxury sedan, let's see how the BMW 7 Series performs. It has a considerably lower starting MSRP than the Mercedes S-Class, considered thousands less. There are 13 exciting 7 Series models to choose from, more than any of its peers. Choose from 5 horsepower options, 2-wheel or X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive, even gasoline or hybrid technology. Also, BMW includes no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. And for a limited time, get special finance offers. Well, it's obvious to the naked eye, no photo finish necessary. The 7 Series wins. The photo is just to get a great shot of you behind the wheel. Easily accomplished with a test drive at a BMW center today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 740i sedan for $779 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
KFI.
An iHeartRadio station.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night until 10. And weeknights over at KTLK. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. Go get yourself a backstage pass and watch the live streaming video of our show this evening and every night. And we have our archives up there as well. And find out details on how you can get a free month of Phil, a free backstage pass to our website. With me is Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, one of many concerned parents in the United States and perhaps around the world, wherever the Barbie doll is sold. The new Barbie, one of the new Barbies, one of the new collectible Barbies, and this is a very important thing to remember, Mr. Bozell, and you're right in bringing it up. It's a collectible. It's only intended for adults. It has tattoos. It has a short skirt. You have expressed concern that it's a bad influence on not only your wife and your daughter, but also on yourself.
Well, no, sir. I didn't say a bad influence. I'm saying that the doll, to men like myself, I think I speak for millions of men, that doll stood for innocence. It stood for our daughters. So when we saw the Barbie doll, I think all of us saw our daughters, innocent girls who are coming into their awareness of themselves and the world around them. And so in many ways, the Barbie doll was my perfect image of what a woman, and for a lot of men, it was the perfect image of what a woman should be. And now it is, in many ways, I think I don't overstate it. It looks dirty, and it looks like a woman that many of us as men would probably want to be with, but we would not want to be with her too long. Just, drop money on the dresser and leave. And
boy, oh boy, what a way to talk about a doll,
Well, Mr. Henry, I didn't design this doll. I didn't put tattoos on it. I didn't put it in a pink hairdo, and I didn't put it into a miniskirt. And we missed the point when we start blaming parents. When a man is looking out for his wife and his daughter so that they don't take a look at this Barbie doll and decide, I think I'll go out and get me a tattoo, which brings me to another point. Many of your male callers that I've been speaking to tonight are saying that the tattoos don't hurt them, and they're able to have a profession, and they're able to do all this. Well, they're not women.
And there's a big difference, you know.
Well, that's a point. That is a good point.
Yeah, there's a big difference between a man walking in to get a job covered in tattoos and a woman walking in to get a job all covered up in tattoo. And I think before a man speaks on whether a tattoo can keep you from getting a job, put yourself in the shoes of a woman. And now look at what the Barbie is doing. Is it's now saying, here's tattoos on me, and why don't you go get some? And the next thing you know, and the girl's going to say, well, yeah, boys have them, why can't I? So she puts on tattoos, and she doesn't have the pure skin that we expect of a woman. I don't know. I mean, that guy said, what if a firefighter? But here's a better question. What if you go sit down to eat in a restaurant, and you want to get some food, and a woman walks up, and she's covered in this kind of nonsense, and I think it would put me off my food.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I can understand, though. You make a very good point.
Well, what don't you know about it?
And I don't know that it's going to put me off my meal if I have a waitress that's full of, that's got tattoos, but I think you made a good point about men. They're not women. Nonetheless, saying that the women and the wives are going to be influenced by this, and then saying that men are somehow pruriently influenced by this doll, I don't get that at all. 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534. Let's go to Thomas in Lancaster here on the Phil Hendry Show. Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Phil, man?
Fine.
I love your show. I just
Thank you.
Wanted to kind of call and give my two cents. I don't know. It seems like, he's kind of more or less saying that people that have tattoos are bad people and, you know, we're not necessarily going anywhere in life, and that's pretty much a bunch of bullcrap. I mean, it's not 1950 anymore, and a lot of stuff's changed, and there's still a lot of the old school thought from the older generation, but people can do good with tattoos. I mean, me, for example, I own a tattoo shop. I probably make, God, I don't know, 200 grand a year. I have a 3,000 square foot house, new cars, a hot rod, a boat, motorcycles, and I'm covered in tattoos, and so's my wife.
Let me ask you a question. What you're basically saying is, if you're covered in tattoos, you can be successful if you're a tattoo artist. I think that's pretty funny.
No,
I mean, if you think about it.
There's some nine things you can do if you have drive and motivation. I mean, you're obviously not going to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Well, okay, now why not? Why not? Why can't somebody be a doctor or a lawyer and have tattoos? You just said you could be successful.
Because there's people like you out there that discriminate against us, basically.
So what you're saying is...
You're making my argument for me.
You're saying there's stuff, if you've got tattoos, there's a whole area of life you're going to get locked out of. And now, think of yourself as a woman. Think of yourself as a woman with tattoos, and I sit down to get a meal, and a woman walks up, she's covered in all this ugly, you know, nonsense. Man, I'm going to go out and puke on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's a ridiculous
response.
Yeah,
well, you're a knucklehead. That's all that is with you. I mean, first you're telling me you're attracted to a doll sexually that has tattoos, and
no,
now you're going to puke because you're interested in tattoos.
No, sir, I did
so.
Not.
Yeah, well, yes,
think,
you did, Mr. Bozell.
You're fighting some kind of a sexual frustration or something with you. But
no, sir, I said that
I'm just calling to tell you guys that. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you have tattoos, you're gonna miss out on certain things in life, but that doesn't mean you're going to be a bad person. You can still get out there and make your way and probably do better than most of the people with your attitude that don't have tattoos. I mean,
well,
what about
sir,
them?
I have a construction company, sir, and I hire a lot of guys who got tattoos because the homeowners expect a guy who's, you know, who's pouring cement to have tattoos. But if they were put, I'd have to, you know, and that, forget it. The only place a woman with tattoos is going to get hired, sir, is in some place down, you know, at a waterfront, where a seedy bar, and that's what.
Yeah, that's totally ridiculous. You're completely ridiculous. There's women that work at all the restaurants. There's women that work at all the stores out here. There's women everywhere. There's women that own businesses, that own florists and hairstylists, and there's a million women out there that are making tons of money that are doing just fine with tattoos.
But
you're
again,
completely wrong, man.
Those are the kind of women that we want to go out on a date with and just, you know, leave her where we found her. And
well, no, you're getting
well,
into
that's
some.
Your opinion,
yeah,
it,
you're getting
but,
into
you
some
know,
attitudes
the reality
here.
Of the situation.
That's what a lot of
just
because
someone has tattoos doesn't mean they're someone I just want to have sex with and leave in a gutter like you do. I mean, that's
well,
your mentality, not mine.
I would hope that you'd be more honest, sir.
Well, I think we have to take the man at his word.
Yes, sir.
I think we have to take the gentleman at his word.
Okay.
And I got to move on. I appreciate very much your call, though, Thomas. Thanks a lot. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-15.
3-4. And I tell you what, we're going to take another break because we got a little bit behind. We've got more phone calls to get to and more conversation with Mr. Stephen Bozell about the tattooed Barbie. And in this last comment, that women with tattoos are the kind that you want to leave her where you found her. 1-800-5201-KFI. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Flying saucers, dream interpretation, psyops.
I gotta get into the
coast to coast AM tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
Five-star service.
Who's a girl?
Stop. Just for a minute.
There was or there is?
Taking a drive in the car.
Oh, there is.
A brand new, luxurious Mercedes.
Sorry, Whitney's not a girl.
Now, imagine that car was available for whatever you expected.
So that's not a girl.
Hi, Pat Bolter, general manager of Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
Well, that's cool. The Steve can say, I notice I haven't talked to any women because they all agree with me.
1,500 new and five-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz by December 31st. Sounds unbelievable, doesn't it? But what does this mean for you? Tremendous offers on our entire line of 2012 Mercedes-Benz, like the sporty new 2012 C250 sedan for the low payment of only $349 a month. And come see the all-new C250 coupe and the highly anticipated 2012 M-Class SUV. Hurry in today and let your imagination run wild. Only at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
Five-star service at One Star Drive.
Visit us off the 5 at One Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com. For details, call 1-800-505-3860.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 8 o'clock. You want to see Godavi's body? Go check the freezer. And lots of people are happy that he was killed instead of captured. Problems in Silver Lake.
On the 101 North before Vermont, there's a crash blocking the middle lane. Traffic slow from the 5 and stay slow to Highland Avenue. 101 South is going to be slow from Ventura Boulevard to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from the 105 to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 10. In Woodland Hills, 101 South is slow from Ventura Boulevard to Woodman Avenue and then again from Barham Boulevard to the 5. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to Hollywood Boulevard. In Santa Monica, 10 East is slow from Cloverfield Boulevard to the 110. In West LA, 405 South has pockets of slowing from Wilshire Boulevard to La Tierra Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by La Costa Resort and Spa. I'm David Penson.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. It's not even Halloween, and I'm already starting to see Christmas decorations. It's just too early to think about buying holiday gifts. But it did give me a great early holiday gift idea for you.
Okay.
Drive down to Nick Alexander, buy any certified pre-owned BMW in stock before October 31st, and you won't make a single payment until 2012. We're not deferring payments here. Nick has your payment covered until after the holidays. Plus, on your good credit, get financing as low as 0.9%. APR from BMW Financial Services on all 2008.
You can ask them to name a famous person, somebody successful besides a tattoo artist that has tattoos all over them.
2012. Good and don't
point.
Forget another
they're
gift.
They're all just thugs.
Pickup and delivery for all scheduled maintenance. Call
you name a lot of gangsters with tattoos.
Online at alexanderbmw.com.
A mainstream successful person.
California in the wholesale district.
Yeah.
800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't
say no. It's kind of an interesting question because
Dan Patrick
found out
here with more good news for you football fans.
George Shultz was the Secretary of State under Reagan. He actually had a tattoo of a tiger on his ass. But he got that in the Marine Corps when he was in World War II.
Exciting, popular, $250,000 game where you win by simply picking winners from each week's list of games. That's it. That simple. And free to play. In fact, you don't even have to know a football from a hockey puck or a quarterback from a platform diver. If you can work a magic marker, you're on your way. A new game begins every Saturday morning at 10, and you'll never get benched. You heard me talk about Sports Watch football in past seasons. Well, now it's time to get off the couch and play. Visit SanManuel.com for more details. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, celebrating 25 years of fun and games. Take the 210 to San Bernardino, exit Highland Avenue. Have to be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. It's the only game in town worth playing. The $250,000 Sports Watch football contest at San Manuel.
Forward-looking, cutting-edge, avant-garde. It's the challenge of any company to stay fresh. And for 125 years, no one has managed to achieve that goal quite like Mercedes-Benz. Consider the GLK, part of the 2012 lineup of Mercedes-Benz vehicles, the freshest and youngest in luxury car class. Boasting an agility control suspension and adaptive brake technology, the GLK is equipped with the kind of bold engineering you'd expect from the company that invented the automobile. And it's matched by an equally bold design that makes it one of the most distinct and stylish SUVs out there. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 GLK, and you'll discover that for 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has also been synonymous with value. Now lease the 2012 GLK 350 for just $399 a month for 30 months with $4,583 due at signing.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through October 31st, 2011. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
After a $50 million redesign, La Costa Resort & Spa heats up your fall vacation with the new Champions Golf Course, the number one spa in Southern California, chic new restaurants, and the beautiful Edge adult pool. Learn more at LaCosta.com.
In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy some French fries made from potatoes that are selected exclusively for In-N-Out, hand-cut and cooked to a golden brown in pure vegetable oil. In-N-Out.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to Coast, AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Andrew.
World famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. And we're here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Thanks for being with us, and join us online at philhenryshow.com. With me is Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. And Mr. Bozell, during our break, and I think I can share this with our audience, I shared with you that I have a tattoo, and you shared with me that you didn't think very much of my radio show.
No, sir, I did not. I said...
No, yes, you did.
No, sir, I said that I'd heard some things on your radio show that I thought were not...
Well, you said that the general tenor of my program you didn't think was morally... And let me just say, okay...
No, yes, sir, I did say that I think that there's some immoral things I've heard on your show. Yes, sir. I did say that, sir.
Okay, all right, fine. And let me just say this. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't know whether you think I'm a successful man or not, but you were making that in the context of a statement that no successful people have tattoos.
I would challenge you, Mr. Henry, and I would challenge your listeners to name one mainstream. Now, I'm not talking about a tattoo artist, and I'm not talking about a hip-hop or rock, you know, rock star or something. I mean somebody in mainstream business. I mean someone who is a success story with tattoos.
And can I bring up one?
Mr. Henry, I want to finish what I'm saying. You don't see these people walking around with tattoos, and they've got a face. You're never going to see the President of the United States with a face with a face that looks like a ghoul. You know, just looks like a ghoul. And what I said about Barbie, I want to clear up for the people that are listening. I said that the Barbie doll represented innocence to all men. It represented the innocence of our daughters. And when I see Barbie now with pink hair and tattoos, now I just think of her as if you go out after work and have beers with your crew. And I mean, that's what you see serving the beer. You're going to try to pick it up and then do what you're going to do and then not really be concerned. And
treat her like trash.
I didn't say that, sir.
Well, yeah, that's what you're saying. Oh, she's got tattoos, she's got a pink haircut or whatever. I can treat her like trash.
The look inspires me to do that, as it would inspire any man.
Well, you know something that... Okay, I'll let my audience comment on that. The whole thing about whether or not successful people have tattoos... George Shultz was the Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan. Now, it doesn't matter what you think of Reagan, but he was the Secretary of State. This is a very, very high-level position in our country. This is one of the highest offices you can hold in our country. George Shultz had the tattoo of a tiger on his ass. He said so in a congressional hearing that somebody, you know, having to do with something...
How did that come out?
I don't know, but he got the tattoo when he was in the Marine Corps. Secretary of State had a tiger tattooed on his ass. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Let's go to Sarah in La Puente. Hi, Sarah. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi. I've got a lot to say. I'm a Barbie collector. I do not have tattoos, but I will say this, that I think that you seem to be pretty worried that your wife is going to all of a sudden start wanting a tattoo or desiring a tattoo and have pink hair and wear mini skirts. It's a collectible. It's just an activity. It's fun. And you as an adult get to make the choice and explain to your children that to retain their innocence by only selecting certain Barbies is up to you. But the bottom line is that you get to tell your child that, you know, at our house we don't get tattoos, but it doesn't mean that your kid's going to be fawning over this Barbie because she has a tattoo and then of course then she wants one. That's ridiculous. And I think personally your viewpoint is archaic. You know, wake up and get to the 21st century.
Well, ma'am, I would expect you to have
that
opinion.
Wrong with
Since
it.
You collect Barbies, you would not have any other opinion. But I have to say that, a Barbie doll to fathers was what our little girls played with. And now, when I look at my daughter or some men, they're going to look at their daughter playing with a slut. And what place does that have in my daughter's life?
Wait. What do you mean playing with a slut? This is a doll that's collected by adults.
You hear the woman laughing? This is the most disturbing thing. And we're talking about children and what they're going to become. What do you find funny about that, ma'am?
Well, okay. Who's buying the Barbie?
My
why
wife.
Why would you let them
my
into
wife.
The house? And why are you having...
My wife.
Don't you need to have a conversation? Excuse me. Then, if you're so worried that your daughter is going to all of a sudden embrace the life of a tattooed person,
wait a minute. I'm going to tell my wife what to do.
Why? Please listen.
She collects.
I said you
dolls.
And your wife should have a conversation with your child. Have a conversation with your 13-year-old child to say this is not how we live our lives.
Exactly.
However,
and then my wife, and then my daughter, and then my daughter asks, "Okay, Daddy, if that's not how why does Mommy like to have that doll?" Now what do I say?
Just say, "Mom has collections. I have collections. You have collections. This is Mommy's, and this is a special edition." There's nothing wrong with that.
So should I show my daughter? I collect Wee magazine. It had naked pictures in it. I'm supposed to show her that?
Oh, come on, will you? Don't you understand what the lady's saying? This is not pornography, okay?
I believe it very much is pornography, Mr. Henry.
You,
and the woman,
you're trying to sexualize this tattoo Barbie kids for years and years later had those fake tattoos. Did it make them go run out and get tattoos? No, it's a fun thing.
Is sexualized, and it's fun. Reaching into the home, and you may laugh and you can do whatever you want, but it reaches into the home, and now it's touching me. It touched my wife and my daughter. Why does it touch me?
Why does your wife? What does your wife say when you give her this argument? You haven't mentioned what your wife has to say when you're spouting this nonsense.
I have told my wife that I find it to be troubling, and she just gets up and leaves. Do you want to know what she does? I'll give you an honest answer.
I've asked you.
She laughs and says that I'm crazy. But let me just say this: in everybody's life, if they have an unusual point of view, they get laughed at. And that there's an old saying: first they laugh at you, then they fight you. And then they lose, see?
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. Thank you very much. Good call, Sarah. And I share your opinion, to be perfectly honest with you. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Is this tattooed Barbie a pornographic Barbie? Is it something that is a bad influence on the girls, the mothers who collect them, and even on the fathers and husbands? Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, October 22nd.
Made in the U.S. of A. Yeehaw.
Hey, Phil.
Southern California's KFI.
Yeah, great stuff, man.
Yeah, let's keep going.
County.
Yeah, good job.
On the
hour. What's that? I can't hear you.
All weekend long.
Yeah, definitely, man. Let's keep going.
Let's go. Yeah.
You want to look at a dead body? I'm Michael Crozier. Libyans still celebrating the death of a dictator. Fox's Greg Palkat says people are lining up to look at Muammar Gaddafi's body.
That has been laid out by the authorities here in a meat locker, in a cold storage warehouse, and in an industrial park on the fringe of the city. Not only men showing up, but women, children, entire families making it a day out to look at this man who ruled for 42 years in a dictatorial style over this country.
There's still no word on when or where Gaddafi will be buried. The news was brought to you by Flex Your Power. Some residents of Libya's capital capital in Misrata say that Tripoli say they're relieved Muammar Gaddafi was killed rather than captured, so they can move forward with the transition to democracy as soon as possible without fear Gaddafi's supporters will try to sabotage it. That transition takes a big step tomorrow as Libya's transitional leaders are expected to declare the country to be officially liberated. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in the Sepulveda Pass.
405 North at Skirball Center. There's a crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slow from Getty Center Drive. Southbound side is slow from Wilshire Boulevard to the 90. In Silver Lake, the 101 North before Vermont, there's a crash blocking the middle lane there. Traffic slow from the 5 to Highland Avenue. 101 South is going to be slow from Ventura Boulevard to the 110. South LA, the 110 North is slow from the 105 to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 10. Traveling out of Santa Monica, 10 East is still slow from Cloverfield Boulevard to the 110. In Linwood, 710 North is slow from the 5 to Imperial Highway. In Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Artesia to the 10. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A 15-year-old boy has been killed and a 16-year-old boy injured in a stabbing near Norwalk High School. L.A. County Sheriff's officials say the boys were walking about 3:15 yesterday afternoon when a car stopped by them. Someone got out of the car and approached the teens. It was apparently a fight in which officers say is probably when the two were stabbed. The 15-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. Cops say the other boy who lived has two stab wounds to his back. The economy may have played a part in the exotic animal tragedy in Ohio.
Rescue organizations say it can cost more than $10,000 a year to keep a lion or tiger. Animals suffer when the owners fall on hard times. Wildlife expert Jack Hanna says it's time to put some teeth in the law.
Right now we're trying to pass a law to shut down all the animal auctions here in Ohio where people come and auction these animals off. And then we'll start inspecting people like this. And if they don't meet the criteria of what we set in this new law, then the animals have to be confiscated.
The governor of Ohio has signed an executive order to crack down on the exotic animal trade, but the Humane Society says that doesn't go far enough. Animal rights activists say the lions, tigers, and bears that escaped in Ohio should have been rescued, not killed. Terry Anser, KFI News.
A great white shark has killed an American diver off Western Australia. Sergeant Greg True says a witness on a dive boat saw a large amount of bubbles come up before the 32-year-old man surfaced.
They were diving from a 25-foot vessel, and the other two people on board the vessel recovered him. Water police attended, and they were able to assist him back to Thompson's Bay.
This is the second attack in 12 days and fourth in just over a year. People on the boat say the shark was about 10 feet long. Guys and their cars. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This is the sound of Kate depositing checks.
Is this Lou on line
2 or Louie?
This is the sound of Felton depositing checks.
Yeah, his name's Lou.
Hello, this is Felton.
Lou,
this is the sound of Simon depositing checks.
Thank you.
I was also thinking you could have Phil Chase ask Steve, like, seems like you're pretty obsessed with this doll, man. What's the deal?
We can get more into that, because,
to leave the office, which speeds up cash flow.
I think you're right about dropping the shoe. I always worry about, like, blowing off people if we get too weird, you know, but whatever.
Hello? Finishing reports.
Obsessed with the doll.
We're finally launching the company website.
Mr. Henry, it's totally normal to want to paint nipples on it, like I did when I was a kid.
Now and get a Chase Quick Deposit Scanner for free. Stop into a branch or go to chase.com/business.
Makes it more lifelike.
More convenient business banking. Take a step forward and chase what matters.
Subject to approval, monthly service fees apply. 2-year service agreement required and cancellation fees apply. See a bank for details. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Edward Neely was 18 when his red 1969 Chevy Camaro was stolen in Missouri. He finally found the Camaro for sale on the internet earlier this month. It was in Utah. The guy selling it bought the car on eBay. The Utah Motor Vehicle Department looked into it and said the guy had no idea he had bought a stolen car. But he returned it to Neely. Oh, nice. Neely being the rightful owner and all. Neely had the car shipped back to him in Missouri this week. He said he never thought he'd see his car again. He also said, quote, "She already loves me. I can tell."
You could also say, like, Barbie was the first naked woman I ever saw.
How many owners the car has had, and how many miles it actually racked
up. You're telling me, Phil, as a boy, that didn't turn you on?
Yep, 16 years ago. True love never dies. Southland weather from KFI. Dense clouds and fog.
First naked woman.
Advisories in effect from 10 o'clock.
She was my first.
Yeah. That's the first woman I ever pulled it.
At the beaches, 80. Metro LA, Orange County, low in the 80s in the valleys. And cooler still on Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now in Anaheim, 60. Cerritos, 61. Long Beach, 59 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and on Phil TV and HD right now,
You can see the Barbie story. There's a ton of them out there. Tattooed Barbie called too risque for young girls. It's quite a significant story, I would say, because the doll has tattoos, and it has mini skirts, and it has a pink bob haircut, and it's quite, I guess you would say it's quite adult. Steve Bozell is a father from Corona, California. His daughter goes to the middle school out there, and he's talking with us here about this Barbie doll. Your daughter, your wife, rather, I know, Steve, is a collector. You have expressed concern about the influence that this has on your wife, which I, you know, I'm sure you understand people's questions about that, you know.
Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to control my wife. I'm not that kind of a man. I think if you were to ask my wife, and I told you I've allowed her to stand there and basically, you know, I mean, I've allowed my wife to stand there and laugh at me when I tell her I think that having that doll in this house with the tattoos and this kind of a, I don't know a word to use other than the mentality of a slut.
A slut mentality. So any woman with tattoos?
No, sir, not any woman with tattoos, but the way this Barbie doll is dressed, is she looks exactly like a lot of the women that I've seen waiting tables at the place we call the Pub and Grub, which is where I take my crew for beers.
And what is this place?
It's a tavern. It's a bar called the Pub and Grub.
So you take your crew to a place called the Pub and Grub, and the waitresses look like that.
The waitresses look like that, and I wouldn't want my daughter to grow up to be to look like that and everything. The other angle that I've got a lot of pushback on is the fact that this Barbie is a risk to men, and I'll tell you why. As I mentioned, it is a symbol of innocence, and it is a symbol of normality to our daughters. It's also, for young boys, it was the first female form that a boy ever looked at and explored and all of that. Mr. Henry, I do. Any man that's listening took the clothes off a Barbie doll at one time or another and painted, took a Barks a lot and put nipples on it or however you did it.
Okay, all right, fine. So as a young boy, and when I did that, I was probably about nine, maybe eight or nine, maybe a little younger.
You're saying that you didn't do it as a young teenager?
No, not as a young. By the time I was a young teenager, I wanted the real thing, obviously.
Of course,
But I see. I know what you're saying.
All right, so that's the first doll, the first female form that I ever got to see, and now they've made it in my mind filthy and
filthy tattoos and
hold on, sir, you've been interrupting me,
but I just want to be clear here. Filthy, the doll is filthy because of tattoos and a miniskirt.
This has got nothing to do with Christian or...
No, I didn't. I'm just asking you to clarify filthy, as in low morals.
I believe it represents that. Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to some more phone calls. And, yeah, and one thing, Steve, you're right. Every boy whose sister had a Barbie doll took the clothes off the Barbie doll to see, wow, this is a naked woman. Let's see if there's really... No, there isn't. It's just a doll, and it's made out of plastic. And
did you take a Mark's a lot and draw nipples on it? And the reason why I'm asking is...
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that doesn't make me a freak. Because my wife was laughing.
No, it doesn't make you a freak. It doesn't make you a freak. Mr. Bozell, I don't think anything you're saying is making you a freak so much as it brings into question your view of the world, which I do not think is a consistent, is too many people share. All right, 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Lou in Temecula. Lou, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say a few points. Please don't interrupt me, and then you can rebuttal whatever you want.
Am I allowed to say what I want to say?
Yeah, after the gentleman is finished.
Yeah, just let me finish what I want to do, and then you can say whatever you want.
What you want to do?
This is what I feel. If you don't like this doll, tell your daughter why you don't like it, and tell your wife you want her to keep those type of dolls that you don't like away from her. If your wife respects your views, she will oblige your requests. If you're in a store and your daughter is distracted, just steer her away from that. Hold on a second.
That covers two areas, but there's still one major area left.
I think the issue is with you and your wife, and why do you go to this eatery if you don't like women with tattoos? Didn't you see your mother first as the first female form? And then also, there's been
several famous
people that had tattoos: Winston Churchill, Theodore Roosevelt, Caroline Kennedy, and Barry Goldwater. So
how
I rest
do you know
my case.
That, what if Winston Churchill had a tattoo?
Well, this gentleman, I made that point as well, Steve, that George Shultz, you know, there are a lot of guys served in the service. Guys get tattoos then.
I'm not talking about a patriotic, you know, military people. I mean a girl who works at a yogurt shop comes walking out like she just got off the back of a Hell's Angel motorcycle and everything. And then another thing is, the man I'm talking to right now, can I ask you a question, sir? Lou, is that your name?
Sure.
Are you? Yes. May I ask you now at this time, are you now a Hell's Angel? Is that what you are?
Is he a Hell's
Angel? Absolutely not.
Why would you ask him that?
Because I've talked to a few, and they sound like him.
All right. That's a stupid question. And
well, sir.
And then, you know, what Lou just said there is very, very good. And, Lou, I appreciate it very much.
But Lou did not address the fact that the doll is a symbol of sexual vitality and explosion to men. And see what I'm saying?
Well, it was when it was, the doll was that when it was originally made anyway. It had big breasts then, so why didn't they make it with small ones? You know what I'm saying?
Because they wanted men to...
What did they want men to do?
They wanted people to buy it.
They want people to buy it.
Well, I think it was for men.
All right, what you're saying is that men... Lou, thanks very much for your call. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. You're saying that this doll, from the very beginning, was intended to attract men and was intended to manipulate somehow men. Let's go to Whitney. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Whitney, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, sir, I am saying that. Thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead, Whitney.
Couple questions here. One, my wife has about 45 hours worth of work done on her back. Beautiful art piece. She works in a high-end salon in Corona, and she wears spaghetti straps all the time. She's never had one complaint from any client, anything, to where it makes her feel filthy or dirty.
Well, she works in a salon.
My question
is, work in a bar or, you know, an eatery? Or
no, in a nail salon, in a high-end nail salon.
So women are, you know, women talk behind each other's backs. They don't say it to your face.
Okay, so here's my main question to you. Your 13-year-old daughter, does she watch mainstream media, follow Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, mainstream artists that wear the skimpy clothes, that wear the sexually seductive material?
Actually, my daughter is not really interested in those things. My daughter plays classical piano, and her role models are, quite frankly, much better than Britney Spears.
Your daughter doesn't follow popular culture.
Yeah, well, she follows popular culture.
Okay, well, that's what the man's saying. You know, he's saying, does your daughter watch?
If you're going to shy away from a doll that has tattoos and pink hair, then you might as well homeschool your child. Because every time she turns around, she's going to have Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera, or these pop culture artists, the Kardashians. Perfect sense.
Well, that woman is...
I know she watches the Kardashians. Or the
That Kardashian woman is evil. That woman, that Kardashian woman, is the embodiment of every kind of bad, every evil. But my
boy, I've got to find out why you think that someday.
I'm trying to say that my daughter, who I love, and my wife, are both of them are now looking at this Barbie doll with tats, pink hair, and the whole thing is turning into the upstairs of my home where my daughter and our family room is. The whole thing's turning into one big, you know, sports bar. And for me,
so what's sounding to me is you're scared for yourself because you think in dirty-minded ways towards this doll, so you put everybody in a classification to do the same as yourself.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, I think that's a very good point. If you don't think that's the case.
No, I look at the doll and I say, I remember when that was innocent, and now it's a slut, and obviously I'm supposed to get aroused by that.
You're supposed to get aroused by... See, I don't understand. Man, that to me, that sounds a little off. I got to take a break, Whitney. I appreciate your call. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, The Phil Hendry Show. You're supposed to get aroused by that.
That's the manipulation, Mr. Hendry, to get these girls to buy these dolls. So that a girl is going to say, I want to get that doll. And I'll say, boy, I pray, and I wish to God you wouldn't. Please don't. But you can't tell your daughter why, because you're looking at this doll and all the dreams. You find yourself having dreams about you and it. It's not a simple thing to talk about.
No, I guess it isn't, because boy, talk about getting off point. We'll be back here with more on the tattooed Barbie doll here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. Tattooed Barbie called too risque for young girls. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Jesus Christ Show.
Not all temptations and sins are as easy to spot or adhere to, and some can be downright hidden. Being able to discern from those things that might cause you spiritual trouble down the line is the key to growing your strength and your faith with God. Building that relationship is the key, is the first thing to do to get these things out of your life.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A.
That's a great story.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 8:30. Some people who want to be president don't like the current president's idea of bringing troops home from Iraq. The military had a busy Saturday over the nation's capital. Crash in the Sepulveda Pass.
On the 405 North at Skirball Center, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slow from Getty Center. Southbound side is slow from Olympic Boulevard to the 90. In Silver Lake, the 101 North before Vermont, there's a crash block in the middle lane there. Traffic slow from the 5. 101 South is going to be slow from Barham Boulevard to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Florence Avenue to the 101. And in Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. And in Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Artesia Boulevard to the 10. Southbound side is slow from the 605 to Rosecrans Avenue. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. I'm David Penson.
There are times when a race is such a close call, it requires a photo finish to determine the victor. In the race for best luxury sedan, let's see how the BMW 7 Series performs. It has a considerably lower starting MSRP than the Mercedes S-Class, considered thousands less. There are 13 exciting 7 Series models to choose from, more than any of its peers. Choose from 5 horsepower options, 2-wheel or X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive, even gasoline or hybrid technology. Also, BMW includes no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. And for a limited time, get special finance offers. Well, it's obvious to the naked eye, no photo finish necessary. The 7 Series wins. The photo is just to get a great shot of you behind the wheel. Easily accomplished with a test drive at a BMW center today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 740i sedan for $779 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Three powerful forces are joining together, shoulder to shoulder, for the good of me and you.
Because right now, Black Angus is bringing together a seasoned top sirloin steak, a mouth-watering petite lobster tail, and four golden fried jumbo shrimp. A mighty plate of mojo for just $16.99. It's a wonder the world don't stop spinning, the birdies pause singing, and the stars quit winking. And with my choice of any two of 16 glorious sides, like a loaded baked potato or sautéed green beans with bacon, I feel the power of choice and the strength of good strike my fork like thunder, the mighty force travel up my arm and straight to my belly. The Black Angus Top Sirloin Steak, Crispy Shrimp, and Lobster Tail Trio for just $16.99. Punch me. I must be dreaming.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here for the Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, Volkswagen, Mazda, Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time. The facilities are huge, but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into five dealerships and check out all your options. They have the largest inventory of the hard-to-find models, plus with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to riversidemetro.com.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Tawny Bullerdick at 714-450-4335 today. That's Tawny Bullerdick at 714-450-4335. We are insurance. We
Tawny
are
Bullerdick.
Farmers.
Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, and remember that Jared has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, so you're more likely to find that perfect timepiece or gift of jewelry. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Chase, take a step forward and bring the bank to your business with Chase Quick Deposit for Small Business.
KFI. More stimulating talk radio.
An iHeartRadio station.
Andrew.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10. Got Stephen Bozell from Corona, the father of a daughter and a young son and a husband. He owns his own construction contracting business out there. And we're talking about the tattooed Barbie with Mr. Bozell, who has been vocal along with other parents as to the appropriateness of this doll. You asked me to read something here, Mr. Bozell, and I have, and it's the following line. I think I'll repeat it for my audience. It's from the article Tattooed Barbie Called Too Risque for Young Girls, and this is in, I don't know what this is.
That's the CBC.
That is CBC from Canada?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is an article on the CBC website, but it says a professor, Joe Bakken, who is the author of a book called Childhood Under Siege, says, quote, "The tattooed Barbie is a cynical exercise. This is a calculated attempt to play on young girls' natural desire to appear older. It also encourages girls to become walking billboards."
That isn't exactly the point that I've been trying to make.
But it doesn't address the one thing. It doesn't address your wife's right to collect this, and it also doesn't address you saying that it is a prurient object. Men find it erotic.
Well, I can tell you, sir, and I never used the word erotic. You did.
But isn't that what you're saying?
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, that I went into a Toys R Us, the toy store that they have, there are so many of them that they got, and I went into the toy store, and there were two young men behind a counter, and behind them, being sold from behind the counter, by the way, which I thought was very significant, were these tattoo Barbies. And I said to them, I said, it must be very distracting, you know, and what I did was I just, it was man to man, you know, and just guy to guy. And
how old were these guys?
I don't know, they're probably in their late teens, early 20s. And I said to them, must be pretty distracting, try to do your job here, and you got, you know, something looking like that, you know. Boy, I tell you, I said, I find it hard to keep my concentration with that. And they kind of laughed, you know, and looked at me, you could tell they didn't want to say anything because the stories, obviously, they've got people. But they, by the looks on their faces, they looked uncomfortable. And
well, how do you know they weren't looking uncomfortable by what you were saying?
No, Mr. Hendry, it's more likely that they're not allowed to comment negatively on the product. It's far more likely.
And you're talking to two guys that are younger than you. You're an older guy, and you're saying, hey, boy, those Barbie dolls, you know, and you said they looked uncomfortable.
Yes, sir, because they are not allowed to talk bad about the product. Boy, you don't get it at all.
Well, maybe they're not allowed to talk bad about the product, but I don't know how you can interpret from their looks that they, oh, yeah, I know what you mean, but I'm not allowed to say anything. I can't agree with you. Our number, 1-800-521-534. Here is Ann in Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Ann, go ahead, please.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm a therapist. I'm an MFT from UCLA, and I am also someone with a tattoo. I'm just a little offended that somehow tattoos are dirty. I happen to know a lot of people with tattoos. Personally, mine's a musical note on my wrist because I'm also a singer. And I also have a friend that has her family crest on her upper shoulder in memory of her grandmother. So to say that tattoos are dirty and that somehow they make a woman a slut is a very broad generalization that I don't appreciate. And that isn't based in anything. Everyone has their reason for tattoos. And
I have a tattoo of my first wife, or I should say my only wife.
Yeah, and Mr. Hendry, look how good that went.
You know what? That's none of your business.
Well, you just said you had a tattoo of your ex-wife.
Yeah, I do.
And look how good that went.
That's none of your business. It's got nothing to do with my marriage. Well, I got a tattoo, you know? I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Ann. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean, and you know, my sister's fiance actually has a tattoo as well, and it's a symbol from Bangladesh, where he's from. So, you know, I mean, these broad generalizations about tattoos and this double standard. I mean, when I was growing up, our controversy over Barbie was pregnant Barbie. That was the big thing, that they were creating a Barbie that was pregnant.
Yes, ma'am.
And
what did you think of that?
What
did you think of that? What did you think of that? What did you think of pregnant Barbie?
As a kid, I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't care.
Oh, great. Let's
I
go out
know
and get
what
pregnant?
Pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Really was.
Oh, my God.
It didn't make me want to get pregnant.
Why are people, you know, we are living, Phil, this is a moral crisis, you know.
You're interrupting this woman. Go ahead, Ann.
Hold on for a second. I'm sorry I can't hear you very well because I'm on my way to the gym.
We can hear you fine.
The point I'm trying to make is that adults overread things that children just don't. You get your morals from your parents. You get your morals from your community. And, you know, I'm a very moral person, and I work as an MFT. I work particularly with adolescents who are at-risk youth. That's my area of specialization right now. So, kids are not... I have never looked at a Barbie and thought, ooh, she's pregnant. I'm going to go get knocked up. You know,
when you were a little girl, you thought that was cool that an unwed, you thought it was cool that Barbie went out and found
some. In my fantasy play, Barbie was married to Ken.
There you go.
I had a Barbie who was married, and I also had a Barbie who was single. Trust me, I had about 50 or 60 Barbies. I had a whole apartment complex of Barbie dolls.
This might interest you, Ann. My son, when he played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and he was taking a chainsaw and cutting people's heads off with it and killing nurses, and I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he says to me, you don't really think I do this in real life. This is how I said, is it just a way of releasing some kind of tension? He goes, yeah, it's just me doing stuff that I know I can never do in real life.
Your son took a chainsaw?
Yeah,
what did he do?
Part of fantasy.
Never mind. It's fantasy. As the lady was saying, fantasy. I have to take a break. Ann, thanks so much for giving us your view and a sober one.
Thank you for letting me talk.
You're welcome. Thank you. Our number is...
Well, Mr. Henry, I've been on your program now an hour and a half, and I haven't heard you compliment the point of view that I'm bringing, and I know you disagree with it.
I do.
But you haven't said nothing like, you know, thank you, and you're all... kissing up on this lady here. And
no, I wasn't. I was agreeing with her.
Well, but you have yet to address. She said that pregnant Barbie was cool, so Barbie going out and finding some man, and it might not have been Ken, and having her fun, and the next thing you know, she's all... Brother.
She's all what? Okay, take a chill there, Mr. Bozell. 1-800-520-1KFI. She's all what? I bet she was about to tell me she went out and had sex with a guy that wasn't Ken, you know.
Yeah, you're like a black guy.
Like a black guy? That's... I don't know why I'm laughing at that. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you very much, sir. President Obama's announcement, U.S. troops are coming home from Iraq in time for the holidays. It's coming under a little fire. Fox's Molly Hamburg says Republican presidential candidates are calling it a bad move.
Texas Governor Rick Perry put out a statement
saying, awesome.
The president was slow to engage the Iraqis,
like,
and there's
guy.
Little evidence this decision is based on advice from military.
Like Glenn Rice and Sarah Palin.
And former Utah Governor John Huntsman said, quote, the president's inability to reach a security agreement leaves Iraq vulnerable to backsliding, thus putting our interests in the region at risk.
Defense Secretary Liam Panetta says our troops don't need to be in Iraq any longer and says Iraqi security forces can now take care of their own borders. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems in the Sepulveda Pass.
That's on the 405 North at Skirball Center. There's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Getty Center. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 10 to the 90. In Silver Lake, 101 North before Vermont, there's a crash block in the middle lane. Traffic slow from the 5. 101 South is going to be slow from Barham Boulevard to the 110. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Florence Avenue to the 101. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. In Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Artesia Boulevard to the 10. Southbound side is slowing from the 605. 5 to Rosecrans Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Flex Your Power. An attorney's been arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle about $30,000 worth of heroin and other drugs to a gang member client in custody at the criminal court's building downtown. A dog sniffed out the dope that Kenneth Markman was allegedly carrying on his way to a meeting with a client. In the lining of the attorney's suit jacket, deputies found a taped-up package containing 26 balloons of black tar heroin, syringes, and some methamphetamine, and some pot. Two small planes have wandered into restricted airspace around Washington, D.C. NORAD says the first civilian aircraft flew into the area. Officials couldn't get radio communication. About an hour later, another plane was spotted in restricted airspace.
In both instances, we scrambled aircraft who intercepted them and made sure that they became compliant, and they were escorted out of the area and allowed to proceed to their original destinations.
NORAD Lieutenant Commander Bill Lewis says two F-16s were sent after the first plane, an F-16 and a Coast Guard helicopter went after the second. Lewis says the FAA is investigating why those pilots were in the area in the first place. A retired Marine in Texas lost more than a few phone numbers when he upgraded his cell phone.
Did you see the Michigan game?
I didn't, man. I was watching SC. It was on earlier?
Held on to it.
It's on. Right. They just finished up right now.
The game's over?
Yeah.
His mom has passed away, so he
stayed. They won by a Hail Mary.
Message was lost.
Who did, Michigan or Ohio State?
Yeah.
Michigan. No shit.
To the technical director at Southern
what are they
Methodist
ranked,
University.
Anyway?
He found the files in Guthrie's computer because the phone had been synced up with
Does Mike have that story?
Leon gets to hear his mom's voice again whenever he wants.
No, that it barely just happened.
Michigan just won, folks, on a Hail Mary. Let me.
Amy King, KFI News.
That's cool. Your forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry up next.
Steer right.
A curveball can get
really impressive play.
And not just I saw that happen. I saw Doug Flutie do that for Boston College, man. I was taping it at home. I got home, and I rewound the tape, and I saw this fucking incredible Hail Mary that Flutie hit at the end of Boston College, Miami. Cordell Stewart's Hail Mary against Michigan. Well, that's an old one. That's 2006.
Which can be produced when fuel-burning appliances malfunction. You can't see, smell, or taste CO.
Michigan State.
Oh, Michigan State.
Is the only safe way to detect this poisonous gas. Go for a double play with Kidde's Intelligent Alarm. It warns you of fire and carbon monoxide, saving you time, money, and possibly a loved one. CO poisoning can happen anyone.
They don't even have it on the news. I'm going to go to Twitter.
So don't wait until the ninth inning to be safe at home. Install Kidde's Intelligent Alarm today. Available at the Home Depot.
Yeah, it's all over Twitter.
Somebody's talking about fan internet. Oh, this World Series.
Once you're driving, visibility will be very low this evening. Lows in the mid-50s into tomorrow when it'll clear up and get a little cooler than it was today. Highs around 80, so about 10 degrees cooler maybe. Mid to upper 70s by
Nobody
Monday.
Nobody has anything.
We're still in the next week, so nice. 69 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
There are times when a race is such a close call, it requires a photo finish to determine the victor. in the race for best luxury sedan.
Michigan State, BMW 37, Wisconsin 31.
Considerably lower, starting
16th rank to beat number 6.
thousands less.
Sorry.
There are 13 exciting 7 Series models
Sorry,
to choose
dude.
From, more than any of its peers.
Instant analysis.
Choose from 5 horsepower
Heavy.
Options, 2-wheel or X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive, even gasoline or hybrid technology. Also, BMW includes no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. And for a limited time, get special finance offers. Well, it's obvious to the naked eye, no photo finish necessary. The 7 Series wins. The photo is just to get a great shot of you behind the wheel. Easily accomplished with a test drive at a BMW center today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 740i sedan for $779 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
You can check your balance at the grocery store, deposit a check from your office, transfer funds while sitting in traffic. Pretty soon, you'll probably be able to get cash right out of your phone.
Michigan State 37.
But when it comes to actually helping you grow your business, there's not an app for that. It takes a bank that truly understands business. That's Comerica Bank. For almost 150 years, we've been helping businesses of all sizes succeed. Beyond just credit cards and checking accounts, Comerica has the people, industry-specific knowledge, and of course, the technology to truly support your business. From helping manage and maximize cash flow, to minimizing risk, staying competitive with the right credit lines, and increasing business efficiencies, we have the know-how to show you how. To find out why Comerica is the leading bank for business, make an appointment with a Comerica business banker today or visit us online at comerica.com/business. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Tinfoil hats, mind control, paranormal investigations, chupacabra, coast to coast, AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night on KTLK AM 1150, but every Saturday night here on our home base in Los Angeles, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And we're here till 10 o'clock every Saturday night, and we have Steve Bozell with us from Corona, California, as we've discussed the tattoo Barbie, what it means to girls, what it means to the wives that collect them, because it's a collectible for adults, and an aspect to this discussion that I never anticipated, what it means to the men, to the husbands. Is it prurient? Before we get into that, just a little bit of sports news. Michigan State beat Wisconsin on a Hail Mary last second of the game, 37-31. That's the 16th-ranked Michigan State Spartans beating number 6 Wisconsin. And we'll talk about it in our News and Information Hour coming up at the top of the hour. Mr. Bozell on the line with us. And as we talk and as we take more of these phone calls, sir, as you know, my question's about the idea that this is a doll that you say it's about innocence, and then you talk to these kids at the toy store.
Yeah, and what you did, sir, before the break is tried to make me sound as if I was mentally unstable. And
No, I didn't.
Well, you intimated that the boys in the store thought that I was a mental case. Because they looked at me and
would you say that their looks were of surprise?
Their looks were, they looked, when I said to them, isn't it hard for you to do your job when you got something sweet, you know, and I said it that way, when you got something sweet looking, you stare, you know, staring at you.
And what do you mean staring at you?
I'm talking about the Barbie doll with the tattoos. And it was in the case behind them. And so I said, isn't it hard for you to do your job and stay concentrating on your job and everything when you got that that's looking at you? And that's when they gave me this look. My point is very, very simply this.
And you didn't think that was a look of incredulity, or they thought they were shocked by you?
No, sir. I that's not what I got from it. My point is this. The Barbie doll company has made these dolls ever since the beginning of when they made them, not only to appeal to little girls, but also for the men to debauch men in almost like a blackmail way, to say, we're going to blackmail you into painting nipples on it and all of this, so you'll never be able to say no to your daughter buying one. That is my thinking.
That doesn't even come close to making sense to me. And
well, Mr. Henry, a lot of things I've said tonight have not come close to making sense to you, sir. and you've treated me.
I've tried to treat you with respect. I've tried to get the conversation focused. I've tried to keep you on track with our callers. I don't think I've disrespected you, but I've given you my opinion. All right, 1-800-520-1534, The Phil Henry Show. Here is Sarah in Colton. Sarah, go ahead. You're on with Stephen Bozell.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, ma'am.
My name is Sarah, and I do have a couple of tattoos, but I'm going to give you a little background information. I have never did drugs, got me a detention in high school, or did anything that would have made my mama ashamed of me. I generally work in customer service. Now, as I'm listening to this discussion, I can see your point of view because you want to protect your daughters and their innocence. I understand because, you know, I'm maternal. I don't have children, but I'm maternal. I believe that when I see tattoos, they're an expression, just like drawing. It's beautiful, you know. And when I go out in public, I cover them up because it doesn't always appeal to everyone. And I'm respectful. But if you want...
Well, ma'am, I can tell you, I'm speaking as a man, and Mr. Henry knows this, and whether he admits it or not, men, when a man gets intimate with a woman and he sees she's got tattoos, it's a total turnoff.
No, that's not true.
I can tell you right now.
I knew you wouldn't admit to that, Mr. Henry.
Whoa. That's not true, necessarily.
Oh, necessarily.
Let me make something perfectly clear. I have never been promiscuous aside with my husband, who has only been my one and only. So to put me in that category is unfair, and I generally work in customer service. I know to present myself.
What about the other woman your husband's had? Have you asked him?
Well, that's a real impertinent question.
Well, wait a minute.
That's none of my business. What he's doing is his doing. And you know what? He's with me, and that's it. But you have to understand, if you want people to respect your opinion, and that's all fine and good, and I'm glad, because this is America, and you have the right to say what you're going to say, you have to be open and listen to the others. If you say, you know what, I really don't want this in my household, that's fine and good. Tell your wife, come to a decision. But I'm pretty sure, because I've had a bunch of Barbies from, you know, a Princess Barbie to Ariel doll, and... You know, they were fun, but I knew in my head, well, I'm not going to grow and be like, I want to say two things to this lady.
I just want to say two things. First of all, she's the third woman tonight to call and laugh at me. And boy, that's...
Well, I don't mean
no, she's not laughing at you.
Well, I mean, what does that say about women taking seriously the fact that they're got, you know, okay. All right. And then the next thing is, what if you had a tattoo, ma'am, of a moray eel's mouth wide open, and you tattooed it around your you-know-what. Okay, I won't say I want to be a gentleman. You think a man
well, you know what? I would say I'd be like, what's the reason for it? I do not appreciate the fact that you say you're a gentleman. Then please, don't talk over me. If you want to hear, you think a man's going to be able to do...
Yeah, let the lady talk, okay?
All right. I just asked her a question.
You know, let me say my piece, and then it'll be your turn, and then we go back and forth, and that's a conversation.
And then okay. You laugh, which automatically makes me feel like I'm not a man.
No, because I'm a giggly and upbeat person, okay? Pink is my color. There you go. I've never dyed my hair purple. I've never dyed my hair green. And I'm an upstanding citizen of, you know, the state.
Yeah, of Disneyland, yeah.
Okay.
Disneyland is a lovely place.
All right, so anyway, what point did you want to make, sir? Go ahead.
My point is that dolls are fun. If you want to protect your innocence, by all means. But remember, there are adult collectors out there who collect, like, a Bewitched Barbie doll. I remember coming out.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
What was it? That Munsters lady? She was all green. They're festive.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's delightful.
Yeah, that's
but I don't
festive.
And the
Munsters lady is a Munster lady, and you don't want to... I'm not going to sit there as the father of a girl that's got a Munster doll and have to worry about whether I'm going to, you know, be... sweating it out, thinking of that. But when it comes to...
Remember, she was from the Munsters.
What's that? And when it comes to the idea that you have a moray eel tattooed over your, you know, where babies are born, what's a man supposed to think? Is he even going to want to go there?
Who would do that, man? I think the lady made the point. She said, what does that say about the woman if she's got the open, gaping mouth of a moray eel?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that? I mean, obviously, she's got...
It's her prerogative.
She's sending some message, right?
Yeah, maybe she thinks the guy's going to be all sexed up over it.
Well, whatever. I mean, it sounds pretty hostile to me. It sounds pretty weird, man. I'm not really offended
by when women get tattoos. It's more sensual. But when men, when they have tattoos over their body, right, I like to ask questions because the colors are so vivid. It's artwork.
All right, listen, thank you for your call, sir.
Oh, that person is...
You
all
got
right,
it.
Thank
yeah,
you,
you got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call very much.
You said you have a tattoo of your ex-wife. Okay, is it all vivid and everything like this?
Well, I mean, there's red and there's some. What do you mean vivid?
Well, the lady said it's all vivid. You know, you got hairy arms. Can you even see the tattoo of a woman when it's all hairy? And then a woman getting the tattoo of like the gaping jaws of a tiger on her rear end. Is a man gonna want to be, you know, affectionate to that area?
But you know something, we've gotten into, you know, you have more hypotheticals than I've ever seen in my life. You know,
what hypotheticals?
Well, what if she had the jaws of a lion tattooed over her rear end, or a gaping jaws of a moray eel over her, other area? And what about that, Phil? What about that, huh? I don't know. Maybe I'd say, wow, why did you have that tattoo done? Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Now, coming up in the next hour, we'll have our roundtable, our liberal roundtable with Don Mixa. Don has agreed to stay over for that, along with Dean Wheeler. And we're going to be talking, and Debbie Daly, by the way, from Daly's Daily, and we'll be discussing a variety of issues from the past week. We will also have one other feature, and it escapes me right now, but Bud, look into our schedule. It's coming up our News and Information Hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll have updates on the defense of Conrad Murray, checking in with the brutes who are occupying Wall Street, and a look into the future. What does Libya 2.0 look like? Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
You can check your balance at the grocery store, deposit a check from your office, transfer funds while sitting in traffic. Pretty soon, you'll probably be able to get cash right out of your phone. But when it comes to actually helping you grow your business, there's not an app for that. It takes a bank that truly understands business. That's Comerica Bank. For almost 150 years, we've been helping businesses of all sizes succeed. Beyond just credit cards and checking accounts, Comerica has the people, industry-specific knowledge, and of course, the technology to truly support your business. From helping manage and maximize cash flow, to minimizing risk, staying competitive with the right credit lines, and increasing business efficiencies, we have the know-how to show you how. To find out why Comerica is the leading bank for business, make an appointment with a Comerica business banker today. Or visit us online at comerica.com/business. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Gaddafi's body's available for viewing for the whole family. And the baby is coming back to the Southland. Silver Lake's clearing up.
The 101 North before Vermont, that earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from the 5 and stay slow to Hollywood Boulevard. 101 South is going to be slow from Barham Boulevard to the 110. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 North at Skirball Center, there's a crash blocking the 2 right lanes. Traffic slow from Getty Center. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 10 to the 90. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Vernon Avenue to the 101. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. And in Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Artesia Boulevard to the 10. KFI Traffic is brought to you by OCTA. I'm David Penson.
Preparing to survive and recover from California's next damaging earthquake will help you and your family be safe. You can learn about the simple steps you can take to get ready at EarthquakeAuthority.com. Preparing today also will help you and your family get back to normal sooner after the next big quake strikes. Let's work together to be one of Los Angeles's next earthquake survival stories. Sponsored by California Earthquake Authority, American Red Cross, and California Emergency Management Agency.
You above all is why we fly. Your wish is our command in the sky. Pack your bag and check it for free. Fold in some pants and pocket that fee. Save the money you'd otherwise spend to buy souvenirs for family and friends. Log on to JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name's Jen, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue.
Experience it firsthand and fly with us out of LAX or Long Beach. Your first bag flies for free at JetBlue.com. Weight and size limits apply.
Speedway, Boss's daughter, heavy, metal, guitarist. Those are Mark Wilson's six words to describe his version of the best test drive ever, period. Describe your fantasy test drive in six words and Mini might just make it happen. All six words of it. So come test drive a Mini Cooper this Motortober and tell us your best test drive ever. You might just win the ride of your life.
The SoCal Mini Dealers are hosting the best test drive ever, period. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com for details.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Enter contest by 10-23-11. For official rules and details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
Experience Pechanga. With California's largest and most exciting casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment, dining, spa, and golf, Pechanga has something for everyone. Experience excitement. Experience fun. Experience Pechanga. Pechanga Resort and Casino. Just off the 15 freeway in Temecula.
Going to a Ducks home game? Skate past traffic and parking hassles. Take the new MetroLink Ducks Express and free shuttle to the Honda Center. Buy two $7 round-trip tickets and get a free Ducks game voucher. Hurry, supplies are limited. Get yours today at OCTA.net.
KFI.
AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Next hour, along with our liberal roundtable, we're going to have a little bit of analysis on some of the games today. SC beat Notre Dame, but the big win here, number 16, Michigan State over Wisconsin on a Hail Mary, the last second of the game. And we'll talk about that. I was looking at some of the comments in the comments section on ESPN, and people are going nuts. With me is Steve Bozell from Corona as we wrap up. Talking about this Barbie doll with the tattoos. Now, is the doll appropriate for kids? That's the commentary that's going on around the country. I can tell you that Mattel has no plans whatsoever to discontinue this doll. It is an adult collectible. It is not intended for girls under the age of 18. And how do you argue with that, Mr. Bozell? How do you say to the company that they're being irresponsible?
I think that's, they know full well that that doll is going to come out, and the first people that are going to want to get their hands on it are the little girls who want to know what it's like to look like a, you know, I'm into rock and roll, and I push cocktails and I'm a cocktail jockey at a local bar, however you want to say, and then to men like me who always thought Barbie was just their doll, kid's doll, and now they want to try to make this doll look the way it do, and now I'm sucked into a whole controversy because I've said that.
Well, you're saying that the doll's distracting to men and they can't get any work done because the doll is hot and sexy, and I'm telling you, I think that that's not only wrong, but I think it's not very healthy thinking.
Well, see, you don't give me credit for having the courage to say it. I have the courage to say that that doll, I'm going to go ahead and say it. They're going to find that doll. I'll just say this. They're going to find that doll, and somebody's taking a drill to it. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Somebody's taking a drill to it. Someone with a mental problem. 1-800-520-1-KFI. 1-800-520-1534. Justin, go ahead. In Corona, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm stationed in San Diego. I'm in the military, and I have a couple tattoos. And when I was a kid, to be honest, I would have never have thought of getting a tattoo. I didn't even think about going to the military until I graduated high school. But when I was a kid, I remember seeing G.I. Joe dolls, playing games with people in the army or whatever game I was playing with tattoos and all those guns. And to be honest, that kind of influenced me to get some tattoos when I finally joined a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, but I think the military's different. I think the military, they deserve to have tattoos. I think we know our military wears out of pride. They do it out of pride of their service, pride of the different service and different unit that they're in. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these girls now. They want to get a tattoo of a gorilla. I don't want to see my daughter. You know, it's one thing if you're wearing a tattoo, Justin, that's of two swords that are crossed, and maybe you've got a globe and anchor. I don't know what service you're in. But if my daughter runs out and gets a globe and anchor and a gorilla machine gunning, you know, what is that about?
A gorilla machine gunning what?
That's one of the tattoos.
Right.
That
well,
Barbie's
I actually
got.
Have my. I have my my stepsister. She's 11, and she was in the car listening to your program as well.
Yes, sir.
And she heard about the Barbie doll with tattoos. I asked her about it. She said that it'd actually be cool. And I said, would that make you maybe want to get a tattoo? And she said, yeah, maybe a butterfly or maybe something like that. So I'm actually agreeing with you. I think that can have a negative influence, you know.
Yes, sir. And as her brother, you know, I hope you exercise influence. Say, I'm your older brother, and I'm in the military, and I know we wear them because we put our lives on the line for the country. But you don't want to see your little sister, your beautiful little sister, mess up her skin with that. And if I got a butterfly, what do you think would happen? People call me all gay and everything like this. And
well, okay, we're not talking about you.
Yes, we are talking about me.
And you're talking about your daughter having a gorilla?
The tattoos that they've got nowadays of a gorilla machine gunning humans, which is a...
Okay. Justin, thanks a lot, man. And all the best to you and your family. And our best to your little sister there.
It.
Yeah, you too, brother. 1-800-5201-KFI. I don't understand your thinking when it comes to this Barbie doll tattoo. I didn't know that they had...
I don't want to see my daughter getting tattooed where there's a mutant spaceman or something, and he's submachine gunning humans that are attempting to restore civilization. This is what we've got going on, Mr. Henry. That's what these girls are going to get tattooed on them. It's not butterflies. There's not a little tiny pixie or a flying Tinkerbell or something. And even if that was the case, I still wouldn't want my daughter having a Tinkerbell tattooed on her, because that's a commentary on a whole segment of our society that we're trying very much to embrace. And
I don't understand what that means.
I'm just saying I don't want to see my daughter tattooing mutant, just a gorilla, a race of gorillas. That's all I see.
All right, 1-800-520, a race of gorillas. 1-800-521-534, Victoria in San Diego. Hi, Victoria. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm really sorry that awful Steve guy is basically yelling at you and harassing you about your tattoo. Doesn't matter what you have. It's your body. You can do whatever you want. And
thank you.
Anyone who is sexually attracted to these dolls has more mental issues. And to generalize everybody to say that everybody's attracted to these dolls is just insane. And
ma'am, you're a girl. You don't. Men get attracted to the Barbie. Why do you think? The first thing I ever did with a Barbie doll is take its clothes off.
Now, how old were you?
I was in my 20s.
You were in your 20s?
If you're playing with 20s?
It was the first time that I'd had a Barbie. Yes, ma'am. My niece had one.
You didn't have any sisters?
No, I did not. So the first time I had a Barbie doll, I was 23 years of age. I'd just gotten out of college, and I stripped it down.
Why?
Because any man would.
No.
That's just more problems with you than the doll.
Why is that problems with me? You take a look at a doll, it's built like a you-know-what brick house, you know?
It's built like a brick house. Are you trying to tell me that you wanted to see whether it had real breasts?
I don't know. And I really resent you making me sound like a freak on wheels, Mr. Henry. I came on your program with...
You're talking about your daughter getting a tattoo with a race of gorillas on her back.
Make you sound like a freak. You did that yourself.
How did I do that, ma'am?
You didn't need any help. To talk about how those people behind the counter were uncomfortable about these dolls.
Yes, ma'am.
No one was uncomfortable. You wanted to believe what you wanted to believe. You had no right to generalize that these kids were thinking inappropriate thoughts about a doll. It's a doll. It's not a person.
It wouldn't be an inappropriate thought. It would be just a normal thought, but because the doll is trying to make them get, you know, hot and sweaty about it. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 20.
Well, see, you're almost a kid.
So I grew up with dolls. I have a husband, and we have a baby on the way, and our daughter, if it's a girl, is going to be getting dolls. And if this baby wants the tattoo Barbie, that's fine.
Oh, great.
I have tattoos. My husband has tattoos.
All right.
But that's none of your business.
Well, ma'am, your daughter's going to be tatted up with a race of gorillas by the time she's 30, or 13. And it isn't any of my business.
There's nothing wrong with tattoos. Yeah. I bet you are making such a huge deal over this tattoo thing. I bet you your daughter ends up with tattoos And you're going to look back, I cannot believe I threw such
a
hissy
fit.
I
will tell you right now, if my daughter winds up with tattoos, into a convent she goes. Simple as that. It's no problem. If she gets a tattoo, she will go into a convent.
Boy, a convent, huh?
That's right.
She will hate you forever, man.
Well, then she better not get tattoos, because she'll go into a Roman Catholic convent. And you know what's in there? Nuns. And you know what they are? Lesbians.
You can't do that after she turns 18.
Well, that... After she turns 18, do anything she wants. But before 18, she goes into a convent with lesbian nuns. Yeah, and I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying that's what's going to be awaiting her.
Oh, God!
Why would she get a tattoo before she turns 18? She would get one. She would get it after she gets out of
your Because of the Barbie,
room.
Because of this slut doll that they've got.
All right, look, I've got to take a break, and I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much, Victoria. Great call, and good luck on your newborn.
Thank you.
The Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. We'll be right back. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, October 22nd.
Hey, great job, man.
Fight the spread of
She's going to have a race of gorillas.
Great 2 hours, man.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you, man.
Oh, the pain! Oh, my!
Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
Step right up. I'm Michael Crozier. Men, women, children have been all lining up at a shopping center in the Libyan city of Misrata to check out the blood-streaked body of Muammar Gaddafi. It's laid out on a mattress on the floor of an emptied-out vegetable freezer. The bodies of one of Gaddafi's sons and a former defense minister also put on display today. International rights groups have been calling for an investigation into how Gaddafi died. A spokesman for the military council in Misrata says prosecutors will decide, along with the National Transitional Council, whether there will be an autopsy. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the U.S. was part of the convoy that killed Gaddafi on Thursday.
It was a U.S. drone combined with a... other NATO planes that fired on the convoy. That, I think, is a reflection of the partnership that came together in NATO and in Libya.
Libya's transitional government was supposed to officially declare today the day of liberation for the country, but some continued resistance from Gaddafi loyalists have delayed the announcement till tomorrow. A spokesman for the military council says at least four groups of doctors have examined the body of Gaddafi and determined he died of bullet wounds to the head and stomach, but so far no autopsy. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash, mid-city.
On the 10 East at Arlington, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slow from Crenshaw Boulevard and stays slow to the 110. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 North at Skirball Center, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Wilshire Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Sunset Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Hollywood Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Vernon Avenue to the 101. And in Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Artesia Boulevard to the 10. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Police in Newport Beach are looking for a burglar who's been stealing laptop computers from homes on the Balboa Peninsula. It's happened 11 times over the past 2 months.
In each case, the suspects entered a residence through an open window or unlocked door and took a laptop computer. And in over half the crimes, victims were home during the burglary. However, they were not contacted at all.
Newport PD's Kathy Lowe says in most cases, the burglar did get away with Apple Mac books. He says residents of the area should keep a lookout for suspicious people. Remember, lock your doors and your windows. President Obama says two great foreign achievements have been accomplished this week. In his weekly media address, President says the death of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya and troops coming home from Iraq for the holidays is a good sign for the U.S. here at home.
Now the nation we need to build is our own. We have to tackle this challenge with the same urgency and the same unity that our troops brought to their fight.
Says these are reminders the U.S. has renewed its leadership in the world. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Carolina Senator Richard Byrd says he's got an alternative to the president's jobs plan.
For 32 straight months now, unemployment in this country has been over 8%. That's a national record.
Republican jobs plan includes decreasing government regulations and increasing exports. La Nina is making a comeback. And
you may have heard we're having a La Nina winter, but what does that mean and why should you care? Well, it means Southern California is likely in for cooler and much drier than usual weather conditions. Not great, since we'll be in the midst of our typical Santa Ana season. Climatologists say that's code for a possible big Santa Ana fire season. La Nina is linked with cooler than normal temperatures in the Pacific Ocean near the equator. It typically lasts up to 2 years. Good news, this is La Nina's second year. Ronnie Loiza, KFI News.
Maybe he'd be okay to run for political office out of his cave. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Dan Patrick here with more good news for you football fans. Not only is the season set, but it's also time to gear up to play the original Sports Watch football at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Exciting, popular $250,000 game where you win by simply picking winners from each week's list of games. That's it. That simple. And free to play. In fact, you don't even have to know a football from a hockey puck or a quarterback from a platform diver. If you can work a magic marker, you're on your way. A new game begins every Saturday morning at 10, and you'll never get benched. You heard me talk about Sports Watch football in past seasons. Well, now it's time to get off the couch and play. Visit sanmanuel.com for more details. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, celebrating 25 years of fun and games. Take the 210 to San Bernardino, exit Highland Avenue. Have to be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. It's the only game in town worth playing. The $250,000 Sports Watch football contest at San Manuel.
A Republican candidate for state senate in New Jersey says he didn't mean to offend any women he sent out a tweet to. Phil Mitch says his comments were a version of advice given by a lot of other people, including women. Experts say even without the tweet, Mitch was a long shot to win. But after the tweet, Democrats attacked. The state GOP said he's unfit for office. They pulled their support. The tweet said, "Women, you increase your odds of keeping your men by being faithful, being a lady in the living room, and a whore in the bedroom." What? What's the problem? Southland weather from KFI. Some dense clouds and fog rolling in this evening. A dense fog advisory in effect from 10 o'clock tonight to 10 tomorrow morning. Lows around 60 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow and cooler. Highs in the mid-60s at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County. Low 80s in the valleys. Cooler still on Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now in Fullerton, 66. Ladera Ranch, 65. Gardena, 59. Diamond Bar, 64 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
And Trip.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night here till, well, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and on Saturday nights till 10. Now, I had on here just a moment ago, Bud and Robert, we're in our news and information hour here, I had on here the highlights of the game that had ended just minutes ago, which was the Michigan State-Wisconsin game. What happened?
I don't know, they didn't show the Hail Mary.
They didn't show the Hail Mary. What seems to be their major malfunction? What is wrong with you people? Your ESPN, your website really blows. And I say that with all due respect. You know, try to get a score off of your website. I got to go to the halftime and in the first quarter and in the blog for the pregame. And I don't care. But nonetheless, there was a Hail Mary and there was all kinds of jubilation. Let me just give you the rundown, you know.
Well, people are going to like that.
What?
Well, how do you know people don't want to hear that?
Well, I don't care if they don't want to hear it. I want to talk about it. It's college football. You understand that this is the football time of year, and at SC won. I got that score out. That was a great game. And by the way, to the extent that that we want to talk about SC and Notre Dame, let me just say the following thing. I am a Southern California Trojan fan, and I have to make that point because I was also raised Catholic. Now, when you go to a Catholic school, especially here in Southern California, you are, you're inundated, really. I imagine it's the same way with a lot of Catholic schools, but just pretty much everybody's a Notre Dame fan. I mean, they're Trojan fans or Bruin fans or whatever the hell fan they are, but come the SC Notre Dame game, oh, it's Notre Dame. That was never my thing, you know.
Yeah, except that one Protestant guy, you know.
Well, I'll get to that, but... No, that was never my thing. So when the SC Notre Dame game would roll around, whether it was played here, whether it was played there, and when it was played there, man, everybody that I knew, I mean, all the Catholics that I knew, piling onto airplanes, buses, trucks, flatbeds, hopping freight cars, whatever they had to do to get there, they went. And you going to South Bend? We're going. No, I'm not really. We're going for the game. Well, it's great. And well, what, you're not a Notre Dame fan? No, I'm not a Notre Dame fan. Because my allegiance is more, and I'm not saying it's stupid to be a Notre Dame fan, it's fine, but my allegiance does not, you see, I don't pick my sports teams based on religion. Can you imagine if there were pro teams, you know, well, the Giants, every Jew that I know, and all the Catholics are into who? The Boston Patriots? So,
what do you mean Boston?
Whatever, I've said New England Patriots, Boston Patriots. Boston made more sense because it's Irish and it's probably Catholic, and I don't care. So anyway... So, yeah, the religious selection of a team, that's fine. But I didn't dig it. And so all my life I was an SC fan. And I will tell you that I've been to some SC Notre Dame games that were just, SC just blew them out of the freaking stadium. And was some, I've seen some great games and some that were not so great. But you were mentioning the Swede, right?
Yeah, well, he's the one Protestant guy that's rooting for SC.
Well, see, all of the kids that I grew up with were all Catholics, except we had one friend, the Swede, who we still know, and he was a Protestant. So when the Swede was, you know, when SC Notre Dame rolled around, obviously all the Catholics that I knew were into Notre Dame, and he was into SC, except for me. I was the one Catholic guy that would generally join him, but I couldn't resist bugging him about it, you know. So here comes the game, and I would walk into the house if the game was on and everybody's there. I'd walk in going, Catholics, Catholics, yay, Catholics.
Did he cuss you out?
Oh, yeah, he'd curse, you know, just every word he knew. Get out of here, Catholics. Let's go, Catholics. Anyway, so SC won. Good, man. When I moved to Notre Dame country, wherever the hell that is, South Bend, if I ever move there, which ain't going to happen, but if I were to, that's the day I become a Notre Dame fan. So anyway, instant analysis here. Now we move on to the Michigan State game, and you may be wondering whether or not I'm going to do the UCLA game or any analysis of that. The answer, of course, is no.
Why not?
Because I don't like them in football.
You like them in basketball?
Yeah, I like them in basketball. Of course I do. Who doesn't? All right. Here it is. This is a pretty ugly thing, man. Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins outplayed Heisman Trophy candidate Russell Wilson most of the night, and he saved the biggest play for the end. Here it is, folks, lining up at Wisconsin's 44-yard line. Cousins heaved a Hail Mary to the end zone. The ball was deflected to wide receiver Keith Nichol, who inched across the goal line for the winner. The play of the year in college football lifted the Spartans, who had squandered a 14-point lead in the final 9 minutes. Do you love it? After throwing his second interception, Wilson came alive in the closing minutes of regulation, leading scoring drives of 43 and 87 yards. They had a 14-point lead, and they blew it. They blew it, in the words of Robert De Niro in Copland.
Yeah, there was the other thing, though, with that Hail Mary pass. That Wisconsin coach is an idiot.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot. Well, okay, we'll get to the Wisconsin coach in a moment, because the Wisconsin coach is getting his ass ripped. Six ways to sunset, man, on every one of these message boards. I mean, they're calling him Shrek. He's a bozo. He's a this. He's a that. Maybe. But you know what, Wisconsin? What were you doing before? Oh, you mean you had a good team even then? All right. So here is the analysis according to ESPN. I think this is a very interesting one. It says, what does this mean, the Wisconsin-Michigan State game, the Michigan State win over a sixth-ranked Wisconsin? The Big Ten will not be sending a team to the BCS title game for the fourth consecutive season. Yes! Wilson's Heisman hopes likely are done. That's kind of tough. You know, you don't want to rub it in on a kid like that, but that's the thing, man. Wilson's Heisman hopes are finished. Wisconsin's early season dominance looks a bit different after the Badgers struggled in their first true road game. Michigan State is undoubtedly the team to beat in the Legends division, but next week's game at Nebraska is even more important for the Spartans than tonight's victory. These teams look like the class of the Big Ten along with Penn State and could reunite in the league championship December 3rd in Indianapolis. We can only hope, but guess what? No Big Ten team going to the championship game on account of this mess. There were timeouts called that were very suspect in the game. People were commenting that the coach, you know, just mishandled so much in this football game in terms of the, as I mentioned, in terms of the timeouts, the last minutes of the football game. Things just didn't go their way. That's pretty interesting. So, and I don't usually pay any attention to college football at all unless there's some big controversial thing like this where people may wind up getting into bar fights. Then I love it. You know,
well, that one, you saw that one Hail Mary, didn't you?
You mean the Doug Flutie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that on tape, man. I've got on tape back in the days of VHS tape when I used to tape everything because I just thought it was, wow, look at this. I can tape everything. And now pretty much you can find it on YouTube. You know, I saved everything, man. I saved everything that I ever got because of the business that I'm in, being a you know, in the radio business, being in the media. I always save things. Oh, this is going to be valuable. This is going to be valuable. Zoot Sims, the great jazz saxophone player, sent to me personally an album that he did with Jack Kerouac reading poetry. And I treasured this tape. And I kept it. And then I go on Amazon and there it is for sale, you know. And the Tommy Lasorda tape, when he's pulling Doug around, that's all over YouTube now. But I did have the tape, you know, I had been out all day doing something, I don't know what, but I was taping the Boston College-Miami game, and I come home, and I rewind it, and I got on tape Flutie hitting that to Phelan, the Hail Mary. And that's one of the most dramatic finishes to any college football game. So I had that one.
What the other one you had?
The other one, I got Kareem's record-breaking point in Utah that established him as the all-time scoring leader. I got Steve Garvey's home run against the Cubs that forced the deciding seventh game, I guess, in that league championship series when the Cubs just sucked it. I mean, the Cubs just stunk it out again, man. And I got a couple. If I got Pete Rose's record-breaking hit.
When he broke Ty Cobb?
He broke Ty Cobb's, yeah. I got Pete Rose's record-breaking hit when he broke Ty Cobb's. But, man, I don't know if that tape is still viable. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that and other news that we have coming up. Our liberal roundtable with Don Mixa, with Debbie Daly, and, of course, Dean Wheeler coming up as well. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ Show.
Not all temptations and sins are as easy to spot or adhere to, and some can be downright hidden. Being able to discern from those things that might cause you spiritual trouble down the line is the key to growing your strength and your faith with God. Building that relationship is the key, is the first thing to do to get these things out of your life.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Tim Conway Jr. here with my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go to Riverside Metro Auto Group. This week, take advantage of the special savings from Riverside Honda, a 2011 Honda Civic for $87 a month, or a 2011 Honda Accord for $139 a month. $87 for a brand new Civic, or $139 per month for a brand new Accord. These are the type of incredible deals you'll only find at the Riverside Metro Auto Group. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the big Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. $2,400 down plus tax, license, and drive-offs on approved credit.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, U.S. officials say Iraq's ready to defend itself. And who knew you couldn't bring a gun to court? It's clearing up in mid-city.
The 10 East at Arlington, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered in that area. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 North at Screwball Center, they still got a crash block in the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Wilshire Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Sunset Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Santa Monica Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Vernon Avenue to the 101. And in Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowing from Rosecrans Avenue to the 10. KFI traffic is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. I'm David Penson.
There are times when a race is such a close call, it requires a photo finish to determine the victor. In the race for best luxury sedan, let's see how the BMW 7 Series performs. It has a considerably lower starting MSRP than the Mercedes S-Class, considered thousands less. There are 13 exciting 7 Series models to choose from, more than any of its peers. Choose from 5 horsepower options, 2-wheel or X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive, even gasoline or hybrid technology. Also, BMW includes no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. And for a limited time, get special finance offers. Well, it's obvious to the naked eye, no photo finish necessary. The 7 Series wins. The photo is just to get a great shot of you behind the wheel. Easily accomplished with a test drive at a BMW center today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 740i sedan for $779 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager James McIver at 714-978-1242.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealer is the right place to maintain your vehicle because they do it all. From alignments and tires to maintenance and repairs, your neighborhood Toyota dealer is your one-stop shop to help keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chase, take a step forward and bring the bank to your business with Chase Quick Deposit for Small Business.
I want to believe. Coast to Coast, tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show. We're here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com with Backstage Pass. You can watch live streaming video of our show as well as get all the archives. And if you go over to facebook.com/philhenryfans, that's our official fan page, and you like that page, if you haven't already, you'll enter into a drawing for a free month of listening on the Phil Henry Show website. And if you've already liked that page, you can go to Twitter. Go to twitter.com/PhilHenryShow and hashtag PHS, and you'll enter our drawing for a free month. We're going to do our roundtable here featuring three of the more noted progressive thinkers and activists that we've had on our program. We have Debbie Daly from Daly's Daily, which is a public radio morning show. We have also Don Mixa with us from the University of Washington and Dean Wheeler from Northern California Holistic Center. And good evening to all of you.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
And Don, how are you doing?
Good to be better, Phil. Thank you for having us on.
Okay. I want to ask you guys about this incident in Ohio where I believe it was Zanesville, Ohio, where a man who had exotic animals, he had a menagerie of animals that whether or not he legally had them, I don't know. That's not really the point. But he had this menagerie of animals, many of them large cats, I believe, whether they were tigers, lions, cheetahs, what have you. And this man, apparently emotionally unstable to begin with, killed himself after letting these animals loose. Now, it fell to the local county sheriff to assess the situation and obviously protect the people that lived in the area from any attack that there might be by these animals. And the sheriff came in using high-powered rifles and killed some 30 animals. And that's what I want you all to weigh in on. I know that you're all of a like mind, but is there anybody in particular? Why don't we start with you, Dean, and you give us your opinion.
Well, Phil, if you don't mind, this is Don.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that Debbie is the one that I think we should give the honorary beginning statements to, because she is a disabled, and I think she's certainly pulled herself up by her bootstraps more than anyone.
Well, you know something, Phil, I do agree with that. This is Dean.
Okay, Olivia, do you want to start?
Well, you know something, Phil, I do want to start, and thank you for referring to me as Olivia. A lot of people know that is my name. They call me Nimmy over in Mumbling Radio.
Well, I like your name, Olivia, even though they do call you Debbie Daly on the air. Do you refer to yourself as Olivia? And can you explain to people, first of all, why you are maybe difficult to understand?
Well, I don't really think it's
Well, I don't know that it's just a perception I have. I mean, you are difficult to understand for a lot of people.
Phil, this is Dean. Can I comment?
Go ahead.
I think people that are not as evolved, I think, I know where you're coming from, but we have to make the statement very clearly that if you're not an evolved individual, and you don't work and try to understand people that are less fortunate, that's when you have a difficult time understanding Debbie.
That is a very good point, Phil, that we can say, well, I can't understand Debbie, but what do I have to do to understand her? You know, and what? Where do I have to improve my life?
But we're talking about a woman, and I'm sorry to have to talk behind your... Well, Olivia, what are your comments on that?
Well, I mean,
We're not talking about an awareness issue. We're just talking about being able to understand. All right. So, anyway, what is your feeling? I'm not screwing around. I wanted to just hear... Can I say something?
Well, it's bigoted if you have to qualify her to the audience. I think that the audience should understand it.
No, I don't think it's bigoted. I just want people to know that Olivia has is hearing impaired, and I think it goes a long way toward praising you, Olivia, that even though you're hearing impaired, you've got your own morning show on public radio. You're called upon to comment on a variety of issues, and there's nothing bigoted about that.
There is nothing bigoted, Phil, about Olivia being on public radio, but the fact that you had to tell everyone, oh, by the way, there's something wrong with her. I think you have to let people figure that out for themselves if, in point of fact, they perceive that there's something wrong with her, you know?
Well, I know you mean well, you know?
Well, all right, you've had it your whole life, but nonetheless, I don't think it's bigoted of me to say that you have a... You know,
well, I think we ought to just move on. You know, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that, but I think we need to move on because I think we've pretty much driven this woman's self-esteem into the ground long enough. And
all right, I apologize. Go ahead, Olivia.
It's my pleasure.
It was very young for me, my wife was shot.
Yeah, they were being shot. That's exactly what was happening.
It was very young for me,
Okay, all right, so you believe the sheriff should be put on report and should be disciplined. I'm repeating what you're saying in case somebody doesn't understand. It doesn't mean that I don't think that you are not being clear. In case someone doesn't understand, I wanted to just give them the gist of what you're saying.
What was that word you used?
Gist.
No.
Phil, please remember that we do have a lady present. Yeah.
I said G-I-S-T, gist.
I'm going to move past it, Phil, and try to get us back on course. You're talking about... the animals that were shot by these deputy sheriffs in Ohio, I think it was just one of those days where you're not proud to be a citizen of the United States. These beautiful animals walking down a street, and they're doing whatever animals do when they walk down a street. Are they relaxing? Are they looking for something to eat? But they're just walking down a street, and they're gunned down like roadkill, like cheap punk roadkill. And that's how I view it. I view any animal that is struck and killed by a human out on the highways, it's almost as if the human race is saying to that animal and other species like it, you're a cheap, lousy, punk animal, and we can run you over, we can shoot at you, we can take a baseball bat to you, and what are you going to do about it? How about this? How about nothing?
Okay, that's very well said, Phil. I just want to close by saying the following. I think that Olivia, in expressing herself so beautifully, and then you following up and saying, oh, and here's what she's really saying, I think you disrespect her because she speaks like a mumbling freak. And excuse me, Olivia, I don't mean anything bad. This is the way Mr. Henry's thinking.
No, I didn't.
Right. This is the way Phil's thinking. Because you speak like a mumbling freak that ought to be in a cage in a circus, Mr. Henry decides, well, here's what is being said and this and that. and I think he did a disservice to you. I don't think, yes, you sound like something that belongs in a zoo or a sideshow, but when people hear your show, it's funny, it's witty, you play music. I love it.
Well, you know what? I think that was really unfair to say that about me.
I had to say it, Bill, because you say, oh, and here's Olivia Daly, and by the way, she has a hearing problem, and so she sounds like a muttering freak out of a sideshow. And
I never used those words. You did. Okay, well, I won't tell anybody what you just said, and because you just told me that I was being bigoted. Thank you very much, our roundtable. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back. Anyway, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now, Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Officials say Iraqi security forces have been properly trained and given the proper equipment to defend their own borders. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Iraq's ready to be responsible for its own future.
We brought the war to an end.
Up.
Now the question is, what kind of continuing relationship do we want to have with them? And that's something to be worked out based on what they believe their needs are.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says Iraq still wants American help, but he says Iraq refused to allow the U.S. military to stay on its own terms. Yesterday, President Obama announced the full withdrawal of U.S. troops that will be completed by the end of the year. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
In the Sepulveda Pass on the 405 North at Skirball Center, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic still going to be slow from the 10. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Sunset Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Santa Monica Boulevard. In South Los Angeles, 110 North is slow from Vernon Avenue to the 101. In Norwalk, 5 North has pockets of slowings from Rosecrans Avenue to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East at Arlington, that earlier crash is long gone and traffic has recovered in that area. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A woman's been arrested at the criminal courts building in downtown L.A. for allegedly trying to get a gun through the security checkpoint.
She commented that she had taken her husband's briefcase by mistake. She was at court to appear as a defendant in a petty theft case.
L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Steve Gomez says the gun was loaded with blanks. He says yesterday's arrest was the second time this year someone's tried to get a gun past court security. It's been a busy day in the skies over the nation's capital. NORAD says military aircraft intercepted two civilian aircraft in separate incidences about an hour apart today. One plane was out of radio contact, was intercepted by two Air Force F-16s. Once it regained communication, it was allowed to continue its way. The second plane was intercepted after entering restricted airspace. It was allowed to continue after being escorted out. A costume from the silver screen has been sold for a pretty penny.
He's worth a fancy fortune, but it's not in cash. I'm gonna file my claim.
Marilyn Monroe sang that song in the 1954 movie River of No Return, and the green velour dress she was wearing just sold at an auction in China for over $500,000. Darren Julian of the Beverly Hills Auction House says it's not a record for a Marilyn Monroe costume. That belongs to the famous white windblown dress she wore in The Seven-Year Itch. That went for $4.6 million last summer. Terry Anser, KFI News.
The forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Three powerful forces are joining together, shoulder to shoulder, for the good of me and you. Because right now, Black Angus is bringing together a seasoned top sirloin steak, a mouth-watering petite lobster tail, and four golden fried jumbo shrimp. A mighty plate of mojo for just $16.99. It's a wonder the world don't stop spinning, the birdies pause singing, and the stars quit winking. And with my choice of any two of 16 glorious sides, like a loaded baked potato or sautéed green beans with bacon, I feel the power of choice and the strength of good strike my fork like thunder. The mighty force travel up my arm and straight to my belly. The Black Angus Top Sirloin Steak, Crispy Shrimp, and Lobster Tail Trio for just $16.99. Punch me. I must be dreaming.
Dense clouds and fog this evening into tomorrow morning. Lows in the mid-50s. Dense fog advisory is going on until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It starts at in a half an hour from now. Clear clear skies and cooler. Highs around 80. Mid to upper 80s on Monday into next week. Mid to upper 70s on Monday, sorry. And so it'll get a little cooler start next week. 67 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news, head right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA.
Thank you, awesome money.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
This is the sound of Kate depositing checks.
Oh, yeah, those reports will be done in 5.
This is the sound of Felton depositing checks.
Hello, this is Felton.
This is the sound of Simon depositing checks.
Thank you. Your order will ship out today.
Chase brings the bank to your business with a quick deposit check scanner. Deposit checks into your Chase business checking account at any time without having to leave the office, which speeds up cash flow and gives you more time to get everything else done. Whether that's talking to suppliers,
hello,
finishing reports,
here you go,
or finally launching the company website.
And we are online, people.
Sign up now and get a Chase quick deposit scanner for free. Stop into a branch or go to chase.com/businessquickdeposit to learn more. More convenient business banking. Take a step forward and chase what matters.
Subject to approval, monthly service fees apply. 2-year service agreement required and cancellation fees apply. See a banker for details. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
KFR.
An iHeart radio station.
More stimulating talk radio.
And Jim? KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show, Saturday nights. Every Saturday night till 10, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so they don't, so they shan't.
Right on.
All right, now, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, what we did is stream some of the comment sections. I think it's a hoot. I'm a sadistic guy, and I'm not a troll. I don't get on these comment boards and try to inspire, incite any violence. But maybe I'll start doing it. No, I just thought it was extremely funny looking at the comments from both the Badger and the what are they called?
Called a Spartan. Yeah, Spartans, other one, Wolverine.
The Spartans, Michigan State Spartans, where the late, great Neil Rogers went to school. So Wisconsin and, you know, they're just shooting at each other. I mean, that's basically what's happening in that. And in the paper, the sports page is tomorrow. Check it out. I think you will have fun looking at it. All right, now we wanted to bring up the Libyan situation. You know that Muammar Gaddafi was summarily executed. Is that a nice way of putting it? Or basically dragged from a car and a couple of shots pumped into him, and that's the end of that. There was no consideration given whatsoever by the leaders of the Libyan opposition to taking this guy in and giving him a trial, and there shouldn't have been. And there's reasons for that. Number one, they're not going to give this jackass an opportunity to turn the whole thing into a clown act, you know, to turn this whole thing into a circus, a dog and pony show, so that Gaddafi can pump his fist and put on that funny-looking fez that he wears and walk around with his green book and that jackball military uniform. What is that thing, anyway?
It looked like it's a naval uniform.
Yeah. I think he's like an admiral. You're saying that. You're serious, aren't you?
Well, yeah. If you look at a uniform, it's like an admiral.
Well, no, he's not an admiral. He's a colonel. He's an admiral. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that if you go to our homepage, in fact, we have two pictures of Gaddafi up there, and he does look like an admiral. It's gold braid. Now you may say the following. You may say, well, how come we didn't give the same opportunity to Hussein? Well, what do you mean we? We were running the show there in Iraq, and if we had taken Hussein out of that hole in the ground and done to him what the Libyan people did to Gaddafi, we would be war criminals, murderers, blah, 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 all that stuff. You know, each situation is different, and I have never in my life seen better examples of how different situations are handled, how not everything is under the international code of grooviness, how in one instance you're on a battlefield, in another instance you are making an arrest, in another instance it is you're taking out someone who is a wanted felon. Understand something. Let's take, for instance, the three biggest guys to go down the crapper here in the last few years in that whole world of terror, that marvelous world of terror by Xbox, you know. We've had Hussein. We've had...
Bin Laden.
I know, bud. Bin Laden. And we've had Gaddafi. All right. Hussein was the leader of the Iraqi state. A dictator who had been in violation of international law, at least in violation of UN resolutions, pursuant to whether he had these weapons of mass destruction. He also was being pursued by the Iraqi government itself with the assistance and aid of the United States government. And the Iraqi government itself wanted to put him on trial. That was their wish. That was their desire. And it was their call to make. The United States had invaded Iraq with the intent of neutralizing or finding or otherwise putting out a commission or putting back into commission and then putting out a commission, weapons of mass destruction, and also punishing the Iraqi the regime of Saddam Hussein, who had been a ward of the international community for all those years, 11, 12 years. Now, I know what I'm saying a lot of people may not agree with, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people think that it was illegal and everything.
I know. I'm just giving the basics here, okay? And then we have Osama bin Laden. Now, that guy belonged to us, you see.
How come he didn't get be on trial in Saudi Arabia?
No. That ain't no trial in Saudi Arabia. That cat was ours. That guy was on the FBI's most wanted list. He was wanted for murder. He was wanted for conspiracy to commit murder. He was wanted for everything having to do with murder. And as any cop will tell you, a wanted felon, you don't go through any fancy dance with a guy like that. You can take that guy out, period. Especially a dangerous felon who's wanted for murder, who's known to be, you know, who is in the eyes of the enforcement authorities, is a danger. He is armed and dangerous, as they say. And here's a guy, by the way, Bin Laden. He's in a freaking walled compound.
Yeah, that lady, man. All these guys got these women going to die for him.
Yeah, who knows, man? He probably had a whole cadre of those maniac women that Gaddafi had. I don't know. But that guy belonged to us. That was our call, period. Nobody else's. No Saudi Arabia, nobody. That was our call. That was the call of the SEALs. That was the call of the United States government. That was the call of the American people. He belonged to us. He murdered 3,000 Americans. He goes down for the count. That was our decision. And it's completely in keeping with American law and international law. A dangerous, wanted felon, wanted for murder. Bang! Goodbye. Now we come to Gaddafi.
What's different about him and Saddam Hussein and everything?
I'm about to explain it, bud, if you'll just clam up. Here's Gaddafi. And what's the call? The call belongs to Libya. The call belongs to the Libyan people, and the Libyan people at that particular juncture are represented by the rebel faction or rebel forces, NTC or whatever they're called. They are the ones that are overthrowing the regime. They're the ones that have said, you know what, in the name of the Libyan people, we've had about enough of you. Thank you very much. And your ass is out of here. Now, we'd like you to turn yourself in. Well, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to continue to fight you, and I'm going to continue to kill your people. Well, in that case, now you're on the run, and now we got to find your ass, and this guy's a pain in the ass, and this and that and this and that, right? At some point, they made the call, given the fact that this guy was evading capture. You know what? When you find him, that's the end of that.
You think they were on the same page and everything like that?
Maybe. It could very well be that when the guys that captured Gaddafi, they said, you know what, let's have some target practice. Boom! Oops, you're dead. And maybe there's somebody in the higher echelons of the movement saying, you blithering idiots. But I doubt it. I didn't hear any noise like that at all. I think they wanted to, that's the end of you. Now, whose call is that? That's the Libyan people's call. It's in the name of the rebel forces. They're not going to bring this guy in and put him on trial. They've had about enough of this guy's, fooling around. He was a fugitive. He had had an opportunity to turn himself in. He'd had an opportunity to surrender power in the nation and then to plead his case before the people that supplanted him. None of that happened. He was conducting a running gun battle with the forces that wanted to take him into custody. And like I say, at some point they said, he's too dangerous to fool around with. Kill him when you find him. And that's what they did. So in one instance, it was the call of the Iraqi people, and their call was, we want him on trial for the crimes he committed against the Iraqi people. In the other instance, it was the call of the Libyan people who said, no trial, this guy has proved to be too much of a danger to even try to apprehend. We don't know who else is out there that he has control over. When you find him, you kill him. And then in the third instance, it's the call of the American people, whose property was destroyed, whose people were murdered, and who said, this guy has been on the lam long enough. He's the head of a terrorist organization that has used the U.S. actions as a recruitment tool. We sure as hell don't need him having any kind of a platform besides under American law and international law as a wanted murderer. We have every right in the world to kill him, and that's exactly what happened. That was America's call. So you had three different countries making three distinctly different decisions. And I think you're going to have people saying to you the following thing. Well, yeah, I mean, who really did make the call? You know, whoever's got the juice, that's who makes the call. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. Did they elect these guys in Libya? No. But pretty much they expressed the popular will. And the same thing in Iraq. Maybe that not everybody's in love with America, but they sure as hell didn't want that guy Hussein, and he got what he got. All right, we'll be back with our final segment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What else you got there, bud?
I got a couple news about Obama and Iraq and everything.
Oh, sexy. All right, well, anyway, we'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on the KFI Sunday Morning News, we'll have updates on the defense of Conrad Murray, checking in with the brutes who are occupying Wall Street, and a look into the future. What does Libya 2.0 look like? Plus, the nine news nuggets you need to know starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
I've been driving the Cadillac SRX, the crossover, for the last few months. I love this car. This car is really versatile. First of all, it's really stylish, really cool looking, has a great ride. It's something my wife loves to drive around in on a Friday night if we go out for a date night. And it's also a car that the kids enjoy on the weekends. If we drive up to the lake or we go to their sporting events, plenty of room for luggage, plenty of room for sports equipment. In the back, there's a lot of cargo space. DVD screens on the back of the headrests. So it's great for a family trip, great for a date night, great for me just driving by myself on the freeway if I can find some open space. Go to your Southern California Cadillac dealer. They're offering qualified buyers attractive lease and purchase offers on the SRX. Go for a test drive, and you'll be impressed with the styling, the quality, and the value. SRX got a lot of technology in it. It's not part of that boring crossover category. It's in a category onto itself. The Cadillac SRX. Cadillac, the new standard of the world.
It's Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Libya is free. Well, tomorrow it's free. And Occupy Wall Street gets a little help from the children. Crash in Baldwin Park.
On the 605 North before the 10, there's a crash block in the right lane there. Traffic slow from Valley Boulevard. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 North at Sunset, there's a crash block in the middle lane there. Traffic slow from Olympic Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Silver Lake Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Sunset Boulevard. In South Los Angeles, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. And in East L.A., 5 North is slow from the 710 to the 10. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Original, inventive, latest and greatest. There are lots of ways to say fresh. And Mercedes-Benz is yet another. Take the 2012 C-Class. With its aggressive body styling, completely redesigned interior, and more fuel-efficient turbocharged engine, the C-Class sedan boasts over 2,000 refinements. And now all that you expect of the C-Class sedan is available in a two-door, the all-new 2012 C-Coupe. The C-Class sedan and C-Class coupe are part of the 2012 lineup of Mercedes-Benz vehicles, the youngest and freshest in luxury car class. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 C-Class, and you'll discover that for 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has also been synonymous with value. Now lease the 2012 C250 Sport Sedan for just $349 a month for 30 months with $4,009 due at signing.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through October 31st, 2011. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
Preparing to survive and recover from California's next damaging earthquake will help you and your family be safe. You can learn about the simple steps you can take to get ready at earthquakeauthority.com. Preparing today also will help you and your family get back to normal sooner after the next big quake strikes. Let's work together to be one of Los Angeles's next earthquake survival stories. Sponsored by California Earthquake Authority, City of Los Angeles Emergency Management Department, and County of Los Angeles Office of Emergency Management.
It's 5:15. You just finished a strategic planning meeting, which spilled into an IT discussion, which led to a heated debate over the new website. You have a 5:30 to review quarterly projections, but need an update on your loan restructuring. On the way back to your office, you call your banker. It's 5:15. Do you get her or...
Hi, you've reached Barbara Covington. I'm sorry, I'm not available right now to take your call. Please leave your name.
Maybe it's time you called Comerica. We understand that the most difficult time to deal with your business is during business hours, which is why our relationship managers make themselves available to you at your convenience. They work around your schedule, because at the end of the day, there is no end of the day. To find out why Comerica is the leading bank for business, make an appointment with a Comerica business banker today, or visit us online at comerica.com/business. Comerica Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Eagles are hitting the road again Saturday, November 5th and 19th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. The Eagles. They'll be playing their classics like Hotel California. Don't miss it. For tickets or info, visit Ticketmaster.com/Eagles.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Thomas Mundell at 949-585-0200.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
Andrew.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio every Saturday night until 10. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up is Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
And we'll be back with you next Saturday night at 7. And if you'd like to join us weeknights from 10 to 1 on the West Coast, you can at KTLK AM 1150. And we're also online at philhenryshow.com, and there's bunches of other, I'm leaning over, and I'm grabbing some news that I thought I'd print out, bunches of other stations that carry us across the country.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean?
Yeah, if they're in L.A., what do they care?
If they want, shut up. Anyway, you can do that. Also, join us at philhenryshow.com for a live streaming video of the show. Get a backstage pass there. Here's a headline. Steve Jobs received a late-night phone call from Bill Clinton asking how to handle the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Maybe you've heard this news. I have not, because I'm not, for a guy that does a news talk show, I don't really like news. I guess I don't really do a news talk show then.
Well, not you do the news that you like to read.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we do. It's a news talk, news that we like. Anyway, Steve Jobs receives this late-night call from Bill Clinton asking how to handle the Monica Lewinsky scandal. I suppose it's up to you. If you decided that Clinton handled the Monica Lewinsky scandal well, then I guess he got good advice. I know he was impeached, but not impeached, which means don't get in my face about this, bud.
Well, it's just as weird.
Never, I'll explain it. If you're put on trial as a president, you've been impeached. If you are found guilty, you've also been impeached. I know you don't understand it. I'm not going to sit here and explain it. Have somebody with more patience explain it to you. That happens to be the way the word crumbles. So let's see here. The no-holds-barred biography of Steve Jobs has revealed that former President Bill Clinton consulted the Apple boss on what to do about his affair with Monica Lewinsky during a late-night tete-a-tete.
What's that?
Just a meeting. Jobs reportedly replied, "I don't know if you did it, but if so, you got to tell the country." Well, why didn't you ask him, Mr. Jobs, wherever you are, sir? Did you do it, Bill? Well, I don't, you know, okay. According to the biographer Walter Isaacson, after Jobs delivered his advice, there was silence on the other end of the line. Shortly after Jobs' death, there was silence on the other end of the line. Shortly after Jobs' death, Clinton spoke about his friendship with the Apple co-founder during an interview with the Time managing editor Richard Stengel. Clinton said, "When my daughter was at Stanford, he got in touch with me and said, 'It's hard to travel to see your child when you're president. I've got a place out in the country. You and Hillary can stay there and bring Chelsea and her friends and stay there anytime you want to.'" And Bill said, "Geez, you're a very good friend." He says, "Not really. You're just the president. It's kind of cool." And he said, "Okay, thanks."
You didn't say that.
No, he didn't say it. Anyway, "He gave me a priceless gift, the opportunity to see my child while I was still a very public figure, so I'm highly blessed in his favor. Plus, even I can't work an iPad." Well, I mean, can't the President of the United States can go anywhere he wants. You know, I'd like to see my child, sure. I want to find a place that's secure somewhere in the San Francisco area. Yes, sir. I want it to have high walls, a swimming pool. I want to have a shark sandwiches, just like Jeff Bridges' character in The Contender. Hey, can you make it happen in like 35 seconds? Yes, I can, Mr. President. What's the... wouldn't it be more difficult?
Well, just finish, man.
Well, excuse me for asking questions.
Just get on with it.
He gave me the priceless gift of seeing my daughter. The biography of Steve Jobs is based on more than 40 interviews with him, as well as comments from scores of close family friends, workmates, and rivals. When it came to building Apple into a multi-billion dollar business, Jobs had many influences, cutting across technology, literature, music, and art. In high school, he tried marijuana at the age of 15, and before graduating, began experimenting with LSD, later calling it a profound experience, one of the most significant and important things in my life. Jobs also delved into extreme dietary regimes, including being vegetarian and vegan, which also shaped his vision. Can I say something at this particular juncture? There are many doctors, one of whom was the late Dr. Richard Atkins, who believed that these carbohydrate diets, or these non-protein diets, are at the root, or could possibly be at the root of some cancers. And he pointed to examples of women with breast cancer who get this terrible disease even when they're eating a pretty healthy diet, a very low-protein, high-carbohydrate diet. And then, of course, we have the example of Linda McCartney, who was a vegetarian her whole life. Now we have Steve Jobs, vegetarian, vegan, cancer.
I don't get it.
Well, never mind. It's just something I thought I'd throw in there.
It's just to bum out the vegetarian.
Right. I just thought I'd bum some vegetarians out. During one near-obsessive period as a fruitarian.
What's that?
A guy that eats fruit.
Well, I don't know.
As a fruitarian, he allegedly came up with the name Apple, and because it came before Atari in the dictionary, he dug it. Well, he got the name of a company that became world-renowned, but...
Got cancer.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. Jobs' love of music was said to be seminal to developing the Apple brand, with Bob Dylan being one of his heroes. However, he was less impressed when it came to meeting Mick Jagger, saying, "I think he was on drugs, either that or he's brain damaged." He sure does get a lot of women, said Jobs, for a guy that drools. All right.
Do you really say that?
No, he didn't say that. All right, I have to get going here.
What? Read like what it says instead of making stuff up.
Oh, now, what do you think he said that? He sure gets a lot of women for a guy that drools. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us on our world-famous Phil Hendry show here this evening. And we hope to see you again next week, same time, 7 o'clock, right here on KFI AM 640. And join us on our website with a backstage pass. Of course, you get live streaming video, all of our archives, thousands of hours of archive material, our show log, our blogs, our news comments, everything right there. And we're going to be giving away a free month a month. Starting with November, so check in with us at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans or over on Twitter, twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. See you next week, guys, here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
All clear, man.
October. Good job, guys. 22nd. Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
News. KFI style.